a monkey.
Was that the intro?
So nigger was our first word of the day.
Nigger manky was the first one.
What was it?
Nigger manky.
Fuck yeah.
So, in, so yeah, we're back.
Special guest Lila!
Yay!
To all our black audience members,
Steve. Yes, Steve's black, by
the way. Our one fan that we piss off.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Sorry, Steve.
He can take
I'm playing
it.
Pokemon,
okay.
Don't worry. Okay. Oh, I caught it!
She was calling a monkey a nigger.
Yeah.
She caught that nigger. I'm going to put it back in the enclosure.
Oh, God.
I'm going to nickname it nigger, actually.
This is really bad.
It's a good intro.
American viewership has dropped by 700% in the last 5 minutes.
Any left wing... human being.
No. I'm a left-wing human being. I find this funny. It's humorous.
Is he doing it?
Yeah.
Well, you're in high school.
Not anymore. Finished high school.
Oh.
Yeah.
Still doing AGC exams?
Yeah.
Still in high school?
No.
Still go to your high school?
No.
In dinner hall?
Yeah.
Where?
At, like, a big hall thing.
Gross.
So you did them all?
I'm pretty sure no one can hear you from over there. So it's like I'm talking to no one. That's pretty awkward.
Yeah, 5 minutes of a conversation where we're just being silent and like, yep, that's a very good opinion.
Yes, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking to the ghost that makes really good points. Where can I sit? Well, move your shit.
Oh, fuck off.
Move your shizzle.
So, what are we talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Is that leading off the worst like intro ever?
Are you kidding? Have we even said what this podcast is called?
No.
Welcome to Inaudible Pontification.
Episode 18!
Oh, shit, you guys have had 18 episodes already?
Do. Yeah, we don't. We're
he is your host, Henry.
I'm Henry.
I am your co-host, Dylan. He is your...
Sub-host.
Sub-host, Vincent. She is your guest, Lila.
Yeah.
Lila the Light Swan Sorceress. A cool Yu-Gi-Oh card that kills back row.
Lila gets it.
Yeah.
Or Lila Banebringer, Planeswalker.
Really?
Yeah.
Banebringer.
Uh-huh. I just think Banebringer is a lot better.
So we're racist, we're sexist.
Why can't I be the Pokemon Master?
No.
No. Do you see Pokemon cards?
Lila is like a staple in the current meta, okay? You're a popular card. You have high value in the Yu-Gi-Oh stock market. You're worth, like, $25.
Oh, $25.
$40 in the MTG.
Ooh,
Planeswalkers are really high.
Damn. Say, so, don't complain, right?
Most cards are, like, 12 at best.
No. Most cards are, like, a cent. Because most cards are commons that no one wants.
True.
Yes.
Except me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, me when I want
to. Oh,
yeah, we should talk about that.
Okay, so, guys, first talk about, because this is just ramble blamble, we're going to be talking about first our unboxing. So... So, in order to go into division, me and Dylan want to expand what we're doing to other things, mainly for pimping out these things.
Yeah, we're essentially to get mob use.
Yeah.
Slutting out.
Whoring out. We'll do it for a dollar. So, we basically...
We're making money now? When did that happen?
I said we do it for a dollar.
Oh, we're doing it for free now, so yeah.
But a dollar would be nice.
I wouldn't mind a dollar. Could buy a Chupa Chup.
Send us a dollar bill.
A dollar bill.
And then we'd be like, what do we do with this? This isn't a coin.
Transfer it is like less than Australian dollars.
The transfer cost would be like $3, and then we'd be like, oh, we lost money.
No, they'd be transferring. They'd be paying to transfer it.
I thought they were sending us a dollar bill.
Do we know anything about economics?
Not really.
No.
So, anyway. So, we basically, in whoring ourselves out, we filmed ourselves like... unboxing magic cards and playing Yu-Gi-Oh! So, you know, entering the next level of geek stuff.
Yeah, now
so
we're
tell
in, like,
me,
the...
tell me, Vincent, well, how did it feel to unbox it?
I got to unbox, like, 800 common MTG cards, which spanned, like, a very wide range of MTG.
Anything?
So that was pretty nice. Nothing good in it.
Nothing you wanted?
But you know.
Didn't you get those holo sliver cards?
Yeah, but I'm going to get them anyway.
Yeah, but now you've got more.
Yeah, but I don't need more.
Now you can run 6 of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No. there's a bunch of common staples in there. Like, half of Day9's deck is in there. Shout out.
Yeah.
We keep shouting out to day... We shout out to day 9 in the video, so we're just like, day 9? Yeah!
You may as well.
You know, he'll get half a view from us.
Maybe Steve's in cahoots with D9.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yeah. Steve, get on it.
Maybe Steve is actually like TLO.
Steve, get on this.
Steve is Liquid Nazgul.
Is that the guy that he had the interview with?
Yeah. And he's also the guy that runs Team Liquid.
Oh, that's not that guy I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the guy that he had an interview with, like,
oh,
2 days ago.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I know.
I watched, like, the first part of it, and I was like, this is mildly
anyway,
you're
talking about the shit we do.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah, so basically...
So basically, go on our YouTube channel, which is, as of now, unnamed, because we don't really know what we're going to call it.
But it will exist.
It'll exist in the blog post. We'll, like, link it. And then we'll be posting card game stuff.
Yeah.
We'll have a duel between between Henry and I, with Yu-Gi-Oh, and we have a deck profile of my Gishki deck,
yeah.
And we have Vincent's unboxing.
And we'll have a whore app button, just so you can click it in.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a massive fucking subscribe button.
Yeah. Huge.
We're just gonna have the whole...
Yeah, just have the whole, like, window with the annotated, like, subscribe.
Right.
So no matter what someone presses, they are subscribing to our channel.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It'll be mad.
That's a good idea.
I just want to exit subscribe.
Yeah. It's like Sentinel in Marvel's Capcom.
So yeah, you know, and that was fun. And I really tried not to use the Sheehan move, which I'm...
Don't spoil.
And you still raped me, so there you go, spoilers. I lost really hard.
I gotta see the point.
Well, they can still see how I lost. How I didn't play good cards.
That's more interesting anyway.
Yeah.
Than just the fact.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was interesting. And also, me and Dylan, now, we didn't get really finished talking about it last episode, which was Them Beasts of Them Southern Wilds. We, like, said it was good, but we didn't really talk about it because you had to go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, anyway, as we said last time...
G-O at the D-O.
Beasts of Them Southern Wilds was a really good movie. And plot synopsis, Dylan.
Kind of spoilery.
Just say, look, there's...
It's... Imagine New Orleans because of the like hurricane, but
hurricane
like
Katrina.
Set in the future, but not futuristic at all. It's like it's like if New Orleans became a post-apocalyptic like river wasteland.
Yeah,
but civilization still existed. There were just people that were like hobos that lived in the post-apocalyptic river wasteland. They're the protagonists.
Sounds like future Katrina.
Sort of. No, not at all. It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Really
and
good.
It's hard to say anything without kind of ruining it. And it's really, really good.
Just go subjective.
It's like super magical. It's like really cool.
Yeah.
It's not like fantasy, but it's like, it's just, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
fucking go see it, alright?
Yeah.
Forget about what we're saying.
Why
just go, listen, go see it.
I liked it because it was so dirty. And yet.
You would.
For some reason, like...
Again, as in last episode, the setting had dirt in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't dirty, like raunchy dirty.
Air quotes.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, right. So it was very, very...
Dusty.
There was dirt
unclean.
In the shots.
Unclean is
unclean
better.
Is, yeah.
It was filthy.
It was filthy. That's a good word.
It's disgusting.
Oh, wait. That kind of sounds as bad as dirt. Look, they were very, very messy.
Literally dirty.
Yeah.
Sexily dirty.
They were not sexy, okay?
No,
they,
there was no sexy in
unless you're into people covered in dirt.
And bad dental hygiene.
Yeah, if you're into that.
So if you're into British people, you are British.
Who are black and talk...
Not all of them are black. There's also those hillbilly people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And which are, like, way worse than the black people.
Yeah.
Like, they were not nasty.
There Henry goes.
Yeah.
It's hard to find
words. Hear the accidental racism once in this podcast.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Henry's so good. Like, once a day, he'll just say something amazingly racist and won't even realize it. It's so good. It's hilarious. It's the best moment of every day.
Well, so far today, we've been racist against Asians in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel.
Oh, that was funny as.
That was you guys.
And now.
You guys are...
Oh, that was on camera?
Yeah.
Oh, heaps good.
Oh, so many hits. So, yeah, and it's surprisingly, like, there are no big-name actors. Like, no one...
There are no actors, full stop.
Yeah.
They're just people.
but they're acting so good.
Yeah.
And I love you coming because it's like, it would be, you said it like be funny if the girl in the lead, who was like 3, won the Academy Award for Best Actress.
Which she should,
yeah.
That'd be sick.
Oh, and there is like so many good moments like, who the man?
Who the man? Oh, that's a cool scene.
That's a such a cool scene.
She's like this little kid, she's like 3. And she's like, I'm the man. That's a pretty cool scene.
It's a little girl going on. Yeah.
It's in the trailer, I think.
Yeah, it's in the trailer.
Anyway, go see that.
Yeah,
done.
Go see that. Alright, and we saw another movie called Looper.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Looper was really good, too.
It was good, too.
Not as good as Beasts.
You should go see it. No, no.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Oh.
Sound effects.
But yeah, Looper was really cool, but it wasn't like the best movie of the year, which is kind of what Beast was.
But it was good sci-fi.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It had some awesome moments.
Oh, yeah.
The torture scene in the beginning is the best torture scene in any movie I've ever seen. It's so awesome.
Oh, the thing between like the one of his friends and stuff.
What?
Like
that doesn't help.
No, I'm trying to be as ambiguous about it as possible.
So ambiguous that I don't know what you're talking about.
No, like, you know his friend that goes to him for hiding and stuff at the start of the movie? Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That scene.
Okay.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
It's so good.
And I love it, because so many time travel movies, inevitably, there is going to be flaws.
But there are heaps of flaws in this, too.
Yeah, I know, but the movie, like, goes...
The movie just says, like, forget about the flaws.
Look, just forget.
You can't not have flaws in a time travel movie. Just forget it.
The guy just said, time travel fries your brain, man.
Yeah.
Just looking at him like...
But there were just so many awesome moments in that movie.
Yeah.
Especially near the end. Okay, there's this thing in the end, like, in the third act, and you're like, oh, this is so shit. When it starts, you're like, this is the worst thing they could have done. And then they just make it so good. You're just like, wow. That could have been, like, the thing that made this movie completely, abysmally, horribly shit. And it actually made the movie better.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I like the whole thing with the... trying to be ambiguous about the third act.
Yeah.
But I liked how they went, like, sort of, like... because everyone's reasons why they were there kept switching, and I kept changing sides in the story, because I was like, I like this guy, no, I like this guy, no, I like this girl, no, I like that guy, no, I like... you know, I kept changing whose side I was on in the story, which I liked. Because at first I'm like, oh, yeah, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you know, yeah. He's got Joe, whatever his name is. Joe from the past. Actually, you should explain the plot.
His name Joe?
His name's Joe.
Oh.
Joe.
Joe.
Okay.
So, the story is basically about this guy who is a hitman for the mafia, for the mob. However...
Da mob.
But he doesn't kill guys in the present. He kills guys that are sent from the future to a specific spot that he basically shoots and then... takes to a dump and kills, you know, burns.
He, like, puts them in a big fire, doesn't he?
Yeah, furnace.
Yeah.
And, you know, gets paid and then gets their
money.
And, you know, it's just...
and then things go wrong.
Wrong.
End of story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As...
but it's really good.
When someone,
like,
says a hitman movie, something goes wrong.
Yeah. But
it's kind of the rule.
There are just so many cool things in it. Like, there are really, really funny, humorous moments. And then there are, like, really, really cool, like, visually stylish moments.
Yeah.
And then, like, the first time he gets high on that, like, eye drop drug thing.
Yeah.
And he's like...
well,
and
the camera,
like,
twists. No, the camera just twists.
Yeah, it's so mad. You're like, oh, that was so cool.
Yeah, and it felt like drugs, because you're just like, whoa.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there were just really hilarious moments, and then really cool moments, and really badass moments. And it was just awesome. It was just so cool. Such a cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really good. Everyone should go see it. It's just like, it's that movie you come out of it, and you're like, man, that was mad. I was so sick. It's just...
and there are some theories for the movie, because it's a time travel movie, that are like, some I'm like, okay, that wouldn't work, but that would be so cool if that worked.
Yeah.
You know. But again, I rarely see sci-fi where they get the character part right.
Mm.
Like, they get the cool idea stuff down because it's sci-fi, but when they get to the fact of doing characters right, usually I'm just like, yeah, that was okay.
What the fuck about characters? There's robots and aliens and lasers and space.
There's none of that.
There's too much to
move. There's none of those things in this movie.
Well, there's like...
it's one of those sci-fis.
Yeah, it's like only just sci-fi.
It hints at, like, greater things. Although I like how they treated technology, where they were just sort of like, you know, oh, there's this thing that would have been amazing, but no, this is the real world, so everyone just kind of went along with it. Like, so many moments where there's just shit.
Like, these new super techno bikes that, like... float in the air. They're like hover bikes, but they're just shit. And bikes, and they like never work, and they always break down and shit.
And everyone's like, "That's scam. Yeah. Why'd you buy that thing?"
But that was pretty cool.
And like, because like the phones are just kind of these, just literally a screen. That's it.
Oh yeah, that's cool though. They're just like a piece of glass.
Yeah.
That's your phone. I was like, yeah, that's probably what's gonna happen.
That's so gonna happen.
And there's an awesome scene where Bruce Willis just murders like 100 billion people with like 2 P90s. He just has 2 P90s, and he's just like doesn't stop shooting, and just everyone dies. And you're like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
He dies.
And I like that they have like the pathetic goon guy who just keeps coming back.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
And he has like this one gun that's amazing. Oh.
Yeah, it's like. Actually, no, I won't say it.
No, I don't want to say it. Watch it. The point is, it's
and
just...
then there's the boss that looks like almost like Jeff Bridges, but not quite.
Oh no, I know that.
What was the actor's name?
It's the guy from Dumber and Dumberer.
He was half of Jeff Bridges
from the.
Google knows.
I'm gonna get this right. I'm not gonna just Google.
Oh, that guy.
Have you seen it?
No, I just know that he's from Dumb and Dumber with like Jim Carrey, the other guy.
Yeah, yeah. I love.
Oh, Daniel something. Daniel.
Search
in My Favorite Martian because he's the main guy in that.
Why don't you look at Luca because he's in that and we know
well,
that.
Well, you might not know his name.
What if
there we go, Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Bridges, you mean. See, I told you he was half of Jeff Bridges.
What? We're just looking at the Wikipedia.
Okay, that image is not like what he looks like in Looper. Type in him and Looper in images and you'd be like, oh yeah, okay.
He's a really good actor though. I like him. Jeff Daniels.
And Jeff Daniels Jeep.
See?
Yeah, he kind of does.
I guess in the way that he has a beard and white hair.
He looks, no, he looked like...
Your biggest
like
memory
first...
of Jeff Bridges is Tron Legacy.
No,
that's
no,
why.
No, no,
and
he
the
looks,
Big Lebowski.
No, he looks like Jeff
Bridges. Yeah, which is like 20 years different.
And everyone,
yeah, exactly.
And everyone's
been pretty consistently looking like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And everyone complains like about... has been complaining about the makeup and stuff for Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I didn't even notice
it. I liked it, actually. Like, I noticed it, but I really appreciated it. Because a lot of movies go with the CG thing, or they don't even try. And then you see the transition, like, these people are not the same
yeah.
person. And that's
Although,
taking me out of it.
What really pissed me off with the whole...
Red lips.
His men, no, I didn't even notice the makeup at all. But
really
Joseph Gordon-Levitt is just really clearly, like, 10 centimeters shorter than Bruce Willis. And he's not going to have a growth spurt anymore. He's like 28 years old or something, right? No, but it's so dumb. Like, they're like, standing next to each other... And it's like, they're meant to be the same person, right? But one's from the future. I don't think we even said that, but that's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's like 30.
Which kind of said, it happens.
He's not going to grow anymore, but Bruce Willis is like so obviously taller than him. And it's like, guys, come on. It's really easy to fake that.
But yeah, like, I don't know. At least with the face, they faked it. They did a pretty good job of faking the height difference.
No, they totally didn't. Look, you can see it in that one.
Dude, we're not doing the whole thing where we're saying, look at this thing that we're looking at, audience.
Visual gags.
Visual gags. But yeah, it's a really cool movie.
That's kind of a funny face. Visual gags, folks.
Yeah, look at that funny face, everybody.
Funny face.
That audio
so when's
face.
The next Schneider Remarks coming out?
Well, when I'm done with my exams, which is like November 4th?
Because Dildrog is studying...
Something around there.
The actual thing
What's
that
your
gets
last
us
one?
Views.
Japanese.
Whatever.
But what's your last one?
Visual arts.
Oh,
oh
the
yeah. last fucking
yeah.
day of
the
it.
The last exam.
Yeah, visual arts is fucking easy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so... Oh, yeah, you did art, didn't you?
I did in
Why did you do art? You're, like, the
yeah.
most un-art person.
Because, like, it was either that or, like, legals or business studies.
Yeah, I didn't go with art.
And I just decided to, like,
well,
have a class I could just do.
What did you do for your major work?
I didn't. I dropped out in year 11.
Okay.
I was just like, fuck art.
Well,
I'll just do the science.
Dylan.
What?
Joss Whedon being confirmed. Because I'm just going to randomly...
Confirmed for what?
More like confirmed.
Avengers 2.
Dude, they did it like a month ago.
What are they doing a month
yeah,
ago?
Confirmed Joss Whedon for Avengers 2.
Yeah, they...
That was ages
who?
Ago. I think we even talked about that.
Who?
Just the guy that directed Avengers.
Yeah.
And Kevin, he wrote that though. He co-wrote it even. He didn't even write the whole thing.
Yeah, but still.
And he produced it?
No, he really helped.
No, I'm not saying he's like an insignificant part of the film. I'm just saying he's not the only guy.
Yeah, you know. He helped to pull it together at least. And there are so many interviews where they explain what they did and stuff. So, you know. Yeah, so guess what else happening? What? Justice League is being released in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
Same year as Avengers 2.
I'm sure it will be.
But if it was, why would you release your, like, first big, we're trying to do this thing in the same year as the guys that have already proven they've made $1 billion?
Because competition is mad.
Doesn't...
And also people will be like, hey, Avengers was pretty good. Justice League looks pretty good.
But
let's
it
do
doesn't
that.
Look pretty good.
Yeah.
They haven't even shown us anything yet, but we know it doesn't look good.
Justice League is
yeah,
gross.
The
public
doesn't
it's
know
just,
that yet.
The public don't know how to make movies.
About it. The public won't know it exists, and then they won't see it because they don't
Wait,
know
they're
it's
actually
a
making a Ghostbusters 3 movie?
Yeah.
I thought they did.
No, they made a game.
And then they just stopped because...
They're old.
What's his name?
And ugly.
Yeah,
and
like
Bill Murray hates
one
Yeah, Bill Murray just fucking had a spit.
Yeah.
Spit the
no, they're not,
they're not
dead.
They're not dead.
Well, Bill
no,
Murray...
Isn't one of them dead?
No.
Bill Murray just hates them all.
Yeah, Bill
no.
Murray's just a dick.
No, Bill Murray's
Bill
like
Murray's
lazy.
A cool guy.
He's a cool guy, but he's just that one of those dick cool guys.
He's a cunt to everyone.
Well, no, it's like Bill Murray's so lazy, he will only make a movie on, like, his schedule when he's ready... If he happens to be there at some point.
That's
yeah.
not true. I think he, if he, like,
no, he
gives
is,
a fuck.
He's been recording.
He was in Moonrise Kingdom.
Yeah, but he, that's because he
it's
just...
Because he's buddies with
happens,
Wes Anderson.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of happens with Bill Murray. But, you know, that's cool. And Coulson's apparently going to be back in the S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show.
Oh, so it's like a prequel?
No.
Or is he returned from the dead?
Well, there's a theory... There's a theory might be end up being Vision.
What's
yeah, actually happening
I've
with the Deadpool
that.
Movie?
It's not happening, probably.
It just isn't there.
Yeah, it's still happening!
It's an announcement
still
that
happening.
It's still not been unannounced.
Valve is still making Half-Life 3.
Yeah.
Making Half-Life 3. Really?
Well, I hope they are.
Well, they probably are.
Yeah, it's very likely they're making it.
Probably in concept, at least.
Like, screenshot by screenshot.
Yeah. Someone, like, had a break, and in his lunch break, he was like, you know what would be cool for Half-Life 3? There were guns in it. And that was it. In development.
Really? Alright, well, Vincent, I lent you Community Season 3.
Yeah, that was...
Did cool. you watch it all?
I did.
Oh. Did you like the Chaos Theory episode?
Which one was that?
The one where they go to Arbed and Troy's apartment and have, like, a dinner, and they go through multiple different...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Trying to be as ambiguous as possible so Dylan doesn't...
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah. And the video game episode?
Yeah, that was also pretty cute.
Were there any episodes you found special enough to go
about? Not really. They're all pretty cute.
You're very helpful with coming up with topics.
I know, right?
You just say, oh yeah, that was cool, not going to talk about it. That was cool, not going to talk about
but
it.
But it was cool.
It was
and
cool.
And that's my opinion on the matter. That's why I don't do the reviews.
You could still give more of an opinion.
I did give my... That is my opinion.
Mine, Wildcats.
What?
Wildcats
or whatever. Wildcats everywhere.
TV
show. Oh, SWAT Cats?
SWAT Cats.
As in, like, the greatest kids show that ever existed.
Nah, man, Bear in the Big Blue House.
No, fuck you.
Wait,
actually,
what?
Wait, Bear in the Big Blue House is pretty bad.
Oh, yes!
Wait, what's the name of that fucking retarded, like,
High
girl?
Five.
Ojo.
Ojo?
Ojo was a bear.
No.
Trilo.
Dude.
Trilo.
He could talk to the fucking moon.
Yeah, man.
No.
And he's Shadow.
No,
oh, Shadow.
Who was a babe.
Yeah, man.
Shadow's a babe.
That ponytail.
Dude. Chin curves. Everybody look up Shadow and just fall in love.
I'm sure if you type Shadow into Google Images, she'll come up on the first page.
It'll probably be Heartless Shadows.
Oh, they would.
They would.
Are you guys just going to be quiet until I find it?
Yeah, we want to know. Oh, if you did
oh,
bury
where,
me
where, where, where is Shadow?
Where the fuck is Shadow?
Hey, there's a Game Boy game. Cool.
Yeah, my brother has it.
He has the funniest face. Oh, there she is.
Yeah.
What a slot.
Look at Bear.
She's a... Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bit of
Bear. Bear was a...
Bear had the
Do
best...
Do you guys ever play, like, the computer game Killed the Bear in the Big Blue House?
No.
I just get scared of it.
Killed what?
Yeah, it's just one of those shooting games on, like, I don't know, some
Let's
game.
Kill the Bear in the Big Blue
it's
House.
It's gonna be really loud.
And well, apparently someone took a jab at Joss Whedon's Avengers movie.
Someone that worked on The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Wow. They can talk. No matter what they say.
That was a horrible movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was, talking about,
I was
like,
so disappointed.
I know.
Yeah,
I, will,
I got really disappointed.
Yeah,
I was so geeked for it. I'm like, this movie's shit.
Avengers, man, I don't know what they were thinking. What were they thinking?
No, like the ending of it was cool. Like, I like the plot twist, but like...
Wait, did you like the ending? That was the worst part of the movie.
That was why I was disappointed.
No, I meant like
I liked the rest of the movie.
The plot twist ending, not like the ending.
The plot twist ending was just as bad.
I liked it.
It was like, oh, look how fast we can make this twist.
Wait, which part? Which movie were you talking about? I think
the Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, that was bad.
It was the shittest. It was bad, but I did like the plot twist. I didn't think about
it. Oh my god, it was so bad.
Fuck you.
Yeah, you didn't think about it because it was fucking dumb.
Yeah. But nevertheless.
Oh, I fucking hate that movie.
It was a pretty bad
movie. I don't hate it. It was just shit.
It just made me mad.
Plus, what's his name?
Godzilla remake.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2014. Yeah.
Haven't they already made fucking Godzilla
remake? Yeah, not for like 15 years though.
No.
It was like a couple of years ago.
No, it was made
last decade. No, there was a Godzilla movie made in the last decade.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that the Disaster Movie Man made. The guy that did, like, 2012 and shit.
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah, that's like ages ago, though. It was like 12 years ago.
Godzilla!
That was like...
Oh, yeah, it was 1998.
Exactly, they should make another one.
How about we just, like, let Godzilla die?
No, because
Godzilla
he's mad.
Is shit.
He or she
Are
is mad.
Are you kidding? Godzilla's amazing.
Well, apparently Taylor's... Oh, no, it's just a Taylor Swift parody.
We're just looking at random shit on the internet.
I really am, because...
We got content, people.
Breaking Bad's a horrible
movie. Nothing is happening.
What?
At all. What?
What?
Are you serious?
No, the new season was just so bad.
How? It was so good.
It was just so bad.
I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
The first season, I will admit, was probably, like, one of the best, like, TV shows.
What the fuck?
It went down, like, a... Dylan, it went down after season three.
I know, right, man. It just got so bad.
It did get bad.
It was only, like, the best TV show ever made.
I know, like, season four
season.
Especially.
All of it.
What the fuck? It did not stop being good.
It never stopped being good.
It got better.
Yeah, it just got better over time.
Didn't.
Yeah, it did.
It turned into the same American TV show over and over again.
What?
It turned into Skylar's a bitch, but that's about it.
Yeah, Skylar was a bitch.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of shows where that wife is the bitch.
Yeah, but she was a fucking bitch.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
Yeah, watch Mad Men or watch, like, any show going today.
But it's not as good as Breaking Bad. Why would we watch it?
Mad Men's pretty good.
Is this as good as Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Also, man, every time I watch it, I just think Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Really?
That happened for like the first two episodes, and then he like lost his hair, and I was like, oh, it doesn't look like
it. He lost his hair until like the like last two episodes of season one.
Yeah.
Then there's
like
the
a couple
whole...
episodes.
It's like 10 episodes.
No, season one is like
it's
seven episodes.
Long.
Yeah, it is.
Long.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I have it at home, it's like 16 episodes.
We've all got it at home.
It's
like
seven
episodes.
God,
isn't
it?
Yes, it is.
Which episode? Which season?
One.
Breaking Bad. Yeah, it's way short.
It's half a normal.
It is.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, it's right behind you, Vincent. Why don't you take it out?
My torrent.
I mean, my
legally bought DVD was like...
I don't think
okay,
it's
look,
legally
look at
DVD.
The DVD right in front of you that has seven episodes.
Yeah.
Well, I was trying to be like all goody-goody and not say that I torrented.
It doesn't matter. A pirated version is the same content.
No, my pirated version had like 16 episodes and said season
one. So half of season two.
Yeah, they probably just gave you season two as well.
Oh, because it had like an ending of it.
Yeah, season one doesn't have an ending.
Yeah.
Because it was cut off by the writer's strike and they didn't get to finish the
season. Oh,
man,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Unless you got some like secret...
Yeah,
season two's ending was fucking shit anyway. It was like the only bad part of the whole show.
Which one was that? Was it?
Yeah.
It was the plane crash.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yeah,
that was pretty bad.
That was horrible.
Yeah,
that's so stupid.
But I love it. It has like no effect on the entire
show.
Yeah,
the entire beginning
season,
of each episode
season,
has nothing to do with
it. In season three, they bring it up for like a minute and then they completely forget about it because it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh, we're sad now.
They're always sad.
Yeah,
oh,
that never changed.
Yeah. But did you guys see the Carrie trailer?
The what?
Carrie.
What's that?
Gonna break the rules of filming, but it's basically...
No. Pause, take a break, watch trailer, continue.
Alright, fine. So we're gonna take a 5-second break.
Well,
pretty sure
it's
trailers...
It's like no time at all for them. It's not like they have to wait for us to finish.
They should.
So yeah, guys.
Like that's right.
You just watched after the Carrie trailer.
Okay.
So you just watched the Carrie trailer, which okay. So just a bit of background. If you guys don't know Carrie, Carrie was originally a movie made in about I think the 70s, and it was like one of those massive horror films that I'm surprised Dylan hasn't actually heard of it.
Yeah, it can't be that massive.
Never heard of it.
Basically, Carrie was this really...
It's Carrie, isn't it?
Carrie. Carrie.
It's spelled C-A-R-R-I-E.
Point is, it was...
Carrie.
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 Alright, the point is, it's very iconic.
Oh, it's a Bollywood film, of course.
It's a very... No. It's a very iconic movie.
I've never seen this before.
No, you haven't, but it's iconic.
Apparently. I've never seen any of these things.
You
can't be that iconic if no one's even fucking seen
it. It's like among horror fans, okay?
He's a horror fan.
Not really.
You watched Antichrist.
You're not...
Oh, fuck that movie, man.
That's not
was that
really
a good...
Horror.
Was that even good?
That was really good. It was just really, like,
fucking
uncomfortable
rude.
As fuck.
Okay, the point is, it's a very iconic movie.
You were there... Oh, no, you were, like, doing something else.
He was at that party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where were you?
He went to...
Not what...
He went to another party.
Oh, yeah.
He came back trashed with ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then he walked. And then he walked into my parents' room, right, and just moved like
I don't know what
up.
I was doing.
He just like moved it, and then he just like. And then my parents came home the next day, and they were like, "Why the fuck is our dresser just like in the middle of the room?" It was so weird.
I don't know.
It was, like, ridiculous.
All right.
We can talk about drunk stories.
Okay. Carrie...
Fuck off.
Okay, the basic plot of Carrie is that there's this girl that discovers that she has, like, psychic abilities.
Super mega powers.
Yeah, basically super mega powers.
Oh, so she is Alma.
Yeah.
And she's been... She bullied heavily. And there's this, like...
Oh, so it's Chronicle, but with a girl.
Yeah, this is original.
Only bad by the look of it.
No, this is... It was really good.
But the remake doesn't look good.
I don't know.
Yeah,
okay,
like
okay. Think of it like this. It's an adaptation of a 70s horror movie. So
yeah.
That's like 10 crosses right there. And it's an adaptation of a Stephen King book. So that's like 25 crosses.
I don't know.
So the chances of it being good is approximately 1.0013%.
That's not
high.
Accurate.
That's not very accurate.
To your statistics.
You're just having...
You don't know what a cross is like valued at. You don't know.
You're just giving me this statistic and saying, trust me.
I'm going off the, like, galactic standard of cross tick.
Crosses are valued at, like, x to the power of y minus b to the 1.
Yeah, in fucking Centauri, but not here.
Well, no, actually.
Anyway, it's a very it was a very creepy movie, and it had this very iconic scene at the end, where basically...
Spoilers.
Yeah.
They all die.
Some chick is covered in blood for an entire movie.
No, for, like, the ending, and it's crazy.
Is that going to happen in this probably PG-rated horror film?
It's probably going to happen.
I don't know.
It might not be blood.
She was covered in... No, no, no.
Kind of blood.
No, it's blood. Although it's
I'm
not
sorry,
blood.
I'm just
not blood that you think.
I'm just not as optimistic as...
Well, she's a chick.
As, you seem to be.
Yeah,
I'm just not being overly dismissive either.
Have you seen the trailer?
Yeah.
We just watched the trailer.
It was like, bum bum, bum bum, look at our budget, and there's the bad idea.
How is it a bad idea?
A girl that's got powers and then she gets all mad and then she kills everything.
Yeah.
Original.
Yeah.
Like
the
South Park episode with Damien.
Yeah, but it's based on one that did it way before.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sure it was great back then. It's also been 40 years.
People thought Total Recall might be alright. It wasn't.
Yeah, but
it was great back then.
No, even then, Total Recall
was
shit.
It was amazing back then.
I don't like Total Recall.
Original Total Recall is
No, it's so
bad. And this is where you guys, as a force against me, break down. Because Dylan doesn't even like Total Recall. Because
it's fucking bad, I'm sorry.
Shut up. Shut your dirty mouth.
It's bad, but
it's not even fun.
It's so bad.
It's not even fun. It's just, like, embarrassing. It's like, how was this made?
You don't
how is Arnold Schwarzenegger allowed to, like, be on a camera? It's just so shit.
Why isn't he, like, more on a camera?
No.
Because he retired.
Yeah, but
he's
back now.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
No, he's Bach.
Man,
haven't you heard him in every single movie he's in now? He's back.
I'd love to see him in some, like, sort of 19th century, like, as a...
Yes, that
I don't
movie.
Know, just some, like, pianist who goes on a rampage and he's like, I'll be Bach.
That's
movie
a stupid
ever.
Idea. almost as stupid as this carry move.
Yeah, but he's like playing piano, then he just flips it open and gets like a minigun. Mows down.
Wait, did you say it was a period piece? Just
yeah. It's a time travel.
Oh, okay.
And he goes to replace Buck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why it's right. Makes sense in context.
Uh-huh.
He's not just...
But you don't know next to nothing about how Carrie. You haven't seen
No,
Carrie.
I've seen the trailer for this Carrie and it looks like shit.
A, trailer's lie. And
yes,
B,
I'm evaluating it on what I've seen. I'm sorry if I've only seen that.
I don't see how it looks shit.
It did look pretty shit.
It looked pretty
how?
Shit.
And plus the cheek didn't look hot, so that's what it
Oh, yeah, clearly.
Oh, please.
They should judge every movie based on how hot the
character is. No, if the main lead is not hot, it's not good.
That is just like the rule of every single movie out there.
Yep, okay.
She was not.
Alright, I'm not gonna agree with that.
Come on, Dylan.
Oh, come on, Dylan.
Go with your flaming mob.
No.
She's got a massive point right there.
Yeah.
Which
it
means...
It looks like shit.
Which means half the movie.
I couldn't even tell if she was hot or not.
Which means Cosmopolis is a terrible movie. Oh, it is a terrible movie.
Most people think that anyway, so I don't see what the problem is there.
Still, like, half the movies you like are bad based on that estimation.
I think it'd probably be more than half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, most of the protagonists of movies are males anyway.
Yeah.
So I guess we'd be, like, hard pressed to evaluate that, in a sense.
I don't know, that guy's ab because that's
But anyway, it's a Carrie movie? No. Moving on.
Kitties.
I think
cats.
It looks good and I'm very
cats.
Alright, go on
Kitties.
About cats.
Well, cats are cool.
Fucking love cats, bro.
Yeah, I think we're done now.
No, talk about
sure,
cats.
Sure. Okay, well, what else do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about stuff, but no, you want to talk about cats.
No.
You want to talk about cats.
We're done with cats.
I want to talk about...
Cats
I want to do
All right, let Lila
okay.
talk about cats.
Special guest cat talk.
All right, what am I going to talk about my cats?
It's cat talk.
Cat
It should
love...
be a weekly segment.
I love the pussy.
No.
I love podcasts like a weekly segment anyway.
No, but we need like a
segment.
Thing.
Oh.
A segment.
I'd love
oh,
so hard if I had like my own little special thing about cats and I got more views than you guys.
You probably
you would.
It'd be like Sookie. It spins off into its own show.
You fucking.
It'd be like the best thing ever. Just
actually
like every
do
week
that. So we do
about my cats.
Oh, but as long as you put a link to our stuff in your thing.
No,
not
fuck that.
Oh.
Cats. I love to pussy.
What?
Are they gonna be like pictures, or is that it?
To pussy.
Hey, my cats are very fucking cute.
Pussy is a word you can use as a verb.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
just
is.
Every sentence.
Adjective noun, but not a verb.
No.
To pussy.
It can be an adverb.
No.
To pussy out.
No.
You can't say, I'm gonna pussy over there.
Yeah, you can.
Wow.
Yeah, you is.
You can get pussied, but you cannot pussy.
Pussy.
Sorry, but it is a verb.
Pussy, but you cannot pussy a pussier.
Yeah.
Or be pussied by the pussy.
Can't you puss out?
By the pussy's posse.
Don't puss a pussy puffy.
Puffy.
Puffer.
So what other things would you like to talk about, Henry?
Just let me load some news, which I know you hate talking about, but...
Okay, well, let's, like, take a break while we load news. This is, like, the fastest segments ever. Talk about this shit movie. Talk about cats. Done. 5 minutes. This is good. We need to get musical interludes also. Are we still recording?
Oh, yeah, we're still recording.
Oh, heaps good.
So did anyone see Amazing
Spider-Man?
Did anyone see Amazing Spider-Man?
No.
Oh, I'd hope.
And you know, it's also been out for like 8 months.
I was going to, but then I just never got around to it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like Dark Knight Rises came out the next week, and then Prometheus, and it was just
dun dun dun. Fuck Spider-Man.
I just didn't care.
So we're like out of topics.
But apparently, Spider-Man 2 is gonna have Mary Jane. Oh.
What happened to the other chick?
Yeah.
Well, Gwen Stacy's still in it, but they're introducing Mary Jane.
Now there's going to be, like, a love triangle?
Yeah, because it is.
I think it's a love triangle, because those two kind of run in love.
No, it's just one of those, like...
I've got two people to choose, I don't know which one I should pussy
Yeah, it's like one of those, like, beta love triangles.
Which pussy should I pussy?
Well,
yeah, which pussy should I...
I love it, I clicked on a link for the actress,
what
and this is her picture.
That's a pretty... Wait, is that...
Visual gags, people, bam, bam, bam.
Oh, no, okay, so that's going to be Mary Jane.
Do not!
Ew.
She looks like just a person on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, that's like...
Was that
like...
Amanda Todd or something?
Oh.
That looked like Amanda Todd.
No, that is... Oh,
don't even get me started on Amanda Todd. I have so much shit I can run on Amanda Todd.
I hate that bitch.
Oh my god.
But...
I played like this teen pregnant chick and was just fucking insufferable.
Who?
Amanda Todd. What about like this guy who's got like bleach? He's like, lol, am I Amanda Todd yet? She like killed herself by bleach. I lolled.
I don't know what you're on about. It sounds rude-ass.
Anyway,
yourself.
So Shailene Woodley, star of The Secret Life of the American Teenagers,
yeah, which is fucking
and The
dumb
Descendants,
shit.
Might be Mary Jane.
Wait, The Descendants?
Yeah.
Isn't that a legit movie?
Yeah, it's a legit movie.
That's that George Clooney movie that, like, won Oscars.
Yeah. So I guess she's an actress. But
you guys never told me I got a message.
You got a message?
You did get a message.
Oh, it's from you.
Oh, yeah.
Anything happened?
That was, like, fucking ages ago.
I didn't know I got
Cunt.
It.
But
you.
She's, like,
no
not Mary Jane.
Yeah, we are recording.
Oh, what? I thought we were... When did we re-record?
When did we stop talking?
I thought you said we stopped.
No,
no
we
did I
did not
stop.
Oh, I thought we were not recording this entire time.
So, anyway, back to topic. How is she Mary... Oh, my God.
I don't know. She's...
She's ugly.
Not good.
Well, she wouldn't look good with red hair.
No, she doesn't look good.
You know who should play Mary Jane? Me.
Because, you know,
I'm
supermodel
fucking...
actress.
Hey,
if you're like 6 foot, maybe.
You're ginger.
Hey, Tom Cruise is like 4 foot.
Yeah, but he's also a vampire.
That's
yeah,
true.
There's that.
That's true.
Not anymore, though.
Yeah, he kind of...
In MI4, he totally aged.
Dude, he had like... He gave it away. I don't know.
Maybe.
He gave away his vamp.
Vampirism.
Yeah, vampirism.
To someone, I
know.
One, and I love the Django Unchained trailer.
The Django.
Posters. Because the one female character on here is all about the boobies.
Yeah, alright.
All about the black titties.
The blitties.
The blitties.
The blats.
And because it's Tarantino, Sam Jackson has to pop up.
Pretty much.
Oh.
We're super out of conversation today.
How long's the podcast been?
Well,
like 20
minutes. 40
minutes.
41 minutes.
Oh, that's enough. We're done.
Nah, man.
Yeah, we can probably wrap this up.
We really have nothing to talk about this week.
We never have anything to
do.
Yeah, because you didn't fucking organize anything. You were just like, oh, hey, guys, we're going to record about what?
I can
think
of other topics, but I want...
Yeah, but that's not, we can't just do that. Can't just riff on shit, you know?
I can riff on shit.
It works once. We can't just do it. We need to, like...
We should talk
why
about
don't
Pokemon.
We do that?
I want
to do that
Pokemon.
Music episode soon.
I want
when
to
I'm
do
done
music.
With like the first episode in November will be the music episode.
Tokyo Hotel.
All right, first episode got you pegged.
Nightcore.
Yeah.
All right.
First episode November music episode. Everybody, put it in your calendars. Put it in your phones.
Is
get
that...
ready.
Mm.
All right. Cool.
Pay your bills.
And that's the episode Dylan takes the reins and just. Does an episode all in his own power. I just have to research.
That'd be the episode I'd be trolling. So maybe
no.
I shouldn't be invited.
You're always
anyone's
invited.
Anyone's invited.
Everyone
that
in
that episode may be about 700 hours long. Though.
You just have to bring your music and knowledge and
bring
stuff.
Your music.
You have to think.
Oh, yeah. There's like a lot of homework involved with that episode.
Yeah.
Tokyo Hotel.
Yeah, but like.
Your favorite.
Your like entire like background.
We need everything
you've
how
you led up
to
the music you
like. And you have to actually explain why you like the music.
The music. Not the members.
Bill's hot.
No, the music. Why is the song good?
You can hear his good looks in
the
music.
No.
But you can't hear hotness.
But
you can.
Well, actually, you can.
Holy shit, you can.
Okay. You know what I mean? You can't hear visual hotness.
Like, if you talk to a hot girl on the phone, it's the best thing.
Actually, when you do, like, sex lines and you're, like, listening to a woman and she's,
we
probably,
don't know.
She's probably, like, really fat, but you're just, it just sounds like...
No,
why are you talking to women you don't know on the phone? That's kind of weird.
I don't know, that's what you do on sex lines.
That's
desperate,
man.
That's what sex lines are like, Ryan.
Sex
you tell
lines?
Us, Henry.
Lines.
You're the one with all the info
yeah,
about
you...
it.
I don't know.
Well, why would we know?
Cover it up.
How many sex lines have you tried, Henry?
None. How many have you tried?
None.
Sure.
I've had enough sex in my life to not require
with
a sex
like free
line.
Internet porn, there's very little reason to like use a sex line.
But it's like IRL. Sort
you
of.
Could just there's like cam girls.
I guess.
Which are free.
That's like way more IRL.
I suppose.
Which is double IRL.
You get both visual and audio.
Double the life than an actual fucking human girl.
Double the life.
Double the life.
Does that mean she's alive for like 160 years? Because that's gross.
106.
D. 106.
How old is this woman going to be? 50 or is it like...
53, apparently.
53.
Yeah. We are like shit rolling so bad. Can we get a topic, please?
Pokemon.
A topic. Okay, Pokemon.
Okay, you two talk about the
Pokemon.
Pokemon
Black White 2 came out. No one bought it.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't like Emily that made a status on Facebook was like, everyone should like Pokemon. And like she yelled at someone for...
One of our friends made a post about, what was it?
Pokemon.
You should love Pokemon.
I think it was like someone was telling, saying it was a really shit game. They hadn't tried it, so she raged.
Who cares?
Okay. But is Pokemon
Black... Hey, at least I tried to make a topic, okay?
Okay.
Talk about the meta.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know anything about the Pokemon meta.
Well, shit.
If you asked me like a year,
Peter,
a year
Pokemon.
Ago.
You guys play that game?
No.
Peter Pokemon?
I don't...
Actually,
no, I do know something about the meta. Something came out recently called Battle Showdown or something. It's like a website. It's like Dueling Network, which is Yu-Gi-Oh! Online for free, essentially. It's like that for Pokemon. So now you can like test all your teams and your items and your EVs and stuff before you train them. And it's like made Pokemon heaps popular now. Like it was already a pretty big competitive game, but now it's like more competitive.
And they got like an online thing. Like they've got
that's what I'm talking about.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was called Pokemon MMOR.
That doesn't exist.
Oh, they're making that like legendary Pokemon.
Oh yeah, they're making
MMORPG.
A Pokemon MMORPG. Yeah, it's in beta form. It's just really fucking laggy.
On what?
The computer.
Really?
Yeah.
Can I download it now?
You can download the beta form, but it's really laggy.
Dude!
It's gonna
Dylan's
be like...
Inner
okay,
boy.
No, no, no. Okay, I have to go home right now. I'm sorry. I have to, like, I've got to go. I'm busy.
Yeah, like, it's practically a Pokemon game, but on the computer. And you can verse people and they, like...
But it's the same as another Pokemon game, then.
Yeah.
He's gonna go.
Shit.
He's
What's the point?
I don't know. Well, there's probably have other things, but, you know, it's a Pokemon game on the fucking computer.
That's what I just talked about, and it was free, and it wasn't shit.
Yeah, but this isn't a beta form for now. Like, it might be good. I don't know.
So
I never fucking tried it.
Pokemon
Show? Pokemon
Show?
It's practically like...
What's MMO about it?
It's
massively multiplayer.
You play what? So you, like, walk around the grass, and there's other fucking NPC
formats,
other players walking around
the people and shit.
Yeah, there's other players.
So it's the same game as, the DS games... But on a computer.
Yeah.
So it's like you're playing.
Waiting for
it's
that?
Like you're playing an emulator, but you're paying for it essentially.
It, you know, no, it's
free.
It's kind of like that, but
is it free?
It's practically the same thing. But there's always like a lot of other people.
That sounds horrible.
Well, you know what? I don't know much about it because I haven't played.
If they made like an actual fucking game out of it, that would have been great.
Be
but apparently not.
3D.
Is it still going to be like isometric?
Like Pokemon 3, like Pokemon Stadium, had a little like that.
Oh, no.
Like that.
The Pokemon Stadium
was
bad.
That was awesome.
It's cool,
Pokemon Stadium is just like a slow version of
Dylan.
Pokemon.
I only ever played it in Chile with some street rats. But when I did, it was really good.
I mean, it's fun and all, but it's just like a not as good version of actual Pokemon.
What about Pokemon and World of Warcraft?
Oh,
well,
that was funny, yes.
I actually kind of like it.
No, that's really good.
Have you got Pandaria?
Really
yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying it's really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah,
it's
really,
really
good.
I was just, I looks cool.
Henry likes pandas.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a fan of Kung Fu Panda.
Kung
Fu Panda's a pretty good movie. And its sequel.
I've always
loved it. And Pokemon Battles in it are actually pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it was actually
good. They're pretty good. Like, it's Pokemon, but it's Pokemon and WoW game.
Apparently, Guild Wars 2 was the game to...
It was the game that was touted as the WoW killer, but then it just was bad.
Yeah.
What? Everyone says Guild Wars 2 is amazing.
Yeah.
It's visually amazing, but when Pandaria came out, everyone just went straight back to WoW.
Yeah.
Because WoW fucked it over.
Well, the problem was if they had enough time...
But
Guild
I think
Wars 2
over time, Guild Wars 2 is going to get tons of people because there's no subscription fee. So once everyone's
done
with WoW, they're going to be like, I want to pay for fucking game.
Yeah, exactly.
What is this shit? And then I'll just go back to Guild Wars 2.
Well, it's been, like, sucking from their credit account for, like, the past 6 years or so, so they're not going to really notice.
Well, it's going to be...
They're going to still have their WoW subscription while playing Guild Wars 2.
Yeah. Unless they're poor. Or they're like me, where they get someone else to buy it for them.
Jesus.
But,
yeah.
Like, they've just, tied it to their doll or whatever.
Yeah, but everyone keeps starting these things like Diablo 3, they kept thinking about it going up to it like Skyrim in a way in that big fantasy game, and then it came
out. And then
out.
No one liked it.
Yeah, no one liked it.
And then they nerfed it, and now it's like too easy.
And all the big, yeah. Blizzard only have one game.
Did you ever buy Diablo 3?
I never got Diablo 3.
I played the demo and I was like,
then again, I've never owned a Diablo game.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've played them, but I've never owned it myself.
You should totally never buy one.
Yeah,
ever.
I think I might just
never ever get
stay
one.
Off that Blizzard train.
Why just?
I only bought and played the RTS Warcraft.
I think I had the original one at home, but I didn't pay for it because we got it in the competition.
That's
cool.
I think you can get them in cereal box or something.
Yeah.
It's like Age of Empires.
Yeah,
every human being
in the world has Age of Empires because it was like in Cornflakes.
StarCraft is still good though.
Oh my god. StarCraft is still like $50. It's unbelievable.
StarCraft is...
Yeah. The Battle Chest is still expensive.
StarCraft is the only Blizzard thing I give a shit about at this point.
Because it's so
I still give a shit about World of Warcraft. Just
I gave a shit about Warcraft.
Because I love it.
But now Arthas is dead. It doesn't matter.
He died in Warcraft 3, technically.
Yeah, technically.
Technically.
And he became better.
I mean, God.
So now he's double dead.
I mean...
What next can he do?
Triple die.
No, man.
No, he's gone.
He can go again.
That's the only show story I gave a shit about in the Warcraft universe.
Whatever.
So
Illidan was a badass.
Illidan, yeah.
Illidan.
Oh, he gets to kill Illidan in Pandaria? It's gonna be so sad.
Aww.
I know.
I don't want Illidan to die.
He's a fucking
hero.
I know, he's gonna be one of the world bosses, and I'm like, I don't want him to die. He's fucking mad at
He was the best.
He's cool. Now, someone else you get to kill, too. I think it's like Thrall. Maybe not.
No!
Thrall. Maybe
Thrall.
I think it's Thrall.
You can't kill Thrall.
Oh no, it's Garrosh. Garrosh.
That's fine.
Thrall.
Yeah.
Thrall's the coolest guy in the
Thrall,
world.
Thrall, I like that. No, it's Garrosh. He's the world boss.
Who's the crow guy in Warcraft 3? You know, the wizard
Medieval.
Guy? Yeah. What's he doing?
He's just flying around being a fucking prophet.
Yeah.
And what about that elf that became a bench?
Sylvanas.
Yeah.
She's just being a babe.
Yeah, everyone lost her on it.
B.
She's pretty fucking hot.
Dude, she's the best.
She's pretty hot.
She, like, got fucked over and still wins.
And she got hotter.
Yeah.
And all the fuck over others.
Necrotic tits are way better.
Mm. Oh,
they're, like, decomposing and shit.
Yeah, they decompose in your hands and, like...
That's not cool.
Fucking Ubnor.
That is so
She's a babe.
She's so babe.
Clearly.
And then it, like, regenerates around your hand.
And then your, like, hand is stuck inside a boom, and
you're
like, oh, what do I do?
Then you, like, break it off.
Gross.
And then you see your ribs! Oh!
I don't know if I'm into that. I don't know.
She's pretty baby, though.
You'd be mad into it.
I know. I'm not into decomposing flesh. It's not my thing.
Oh.
I'm not a necrophile.
Necrophiliac?
No, necrophile. This is different.
Yeah.
Necrophiliac is dead people. Necrophile is like...
Just dead shit.
Sort of. Undead people.
Undead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Different.
Gotta get down...
I'm still really interested to see if Blizzard actually unveils their new MMO.
Nah. Well, they will, but like, not anytime soon.
No, they're gonna do it. They're saying 2014. But like, I just want to know if... I'm really looking forward to seeing if that's any good.
It better be World of StarCraft.
Yeah, but then StarCraft will become, like, stop being what it is. And
it's been hinted at as being an MMO FPS.
But there's, like, so many of those now.
With, like, Bungie helping them.
Aw. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like the idea.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to play it anyway.
Like
I don't play MMOs, but still.
Don't you want to pay monthly to play a game, Dylan?
This is, like, StarCraft goes to the MMO.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Fuck it, I want to play Pandaria, man. Fuck you guys.
Pandaria.
What did I call it? Pandaria.
Oh, in other news.
Why did you just call it WoW?
Yeah.
That isn't actually news in any way, but I just want to talk about it because it's cool.
Okay.
I bought Battlefield 3 Premium.
Oh, wow.
And the premium
news
maps,
to me!
Dude, the premium maps are so sick. They're fucking mad.
Cool story,
dude,
Dylan.
No, you don't understand. The armored kill maps.
Hey guys, I got
so
news.
Cool.
I started playing Skyrim the other day without weapons.
Oh.
I'll get you. So anyway, about armored kill and how amazing it is. Oh my god, there's just so much cool shit you can do. And now there's like all these new guns you can get, and now I'm gonna get all the new guns, and I'm gonna shoot everyone with them. It's gonna be fun.
You're gonna still be mediocre at the game.
Yeah, I'm so bad at it, but it's fun. It's so fun.
Actually, another news, League of Legends has a new champion, and really? Spider, and I'm so pissed.
We have a friend at the door.
We are going to pause the recording.
No, we're not.
Okay, have you guys played, what was it, fucking game, the recent game, I know we've talked about it previously, but I still want to talk about it. What's that game that, the really serious game that makes everyone feel shit that everyone loved?
What?
It was a shooter that looked like it was going to be generic.
Oh, Spec Ops: The Line.
That's it.
Yeah.
They weren't playing it.
Spec Ops: The Line.
Have you played it?
No.
What the fuck? You weren't meant to come today.
Special guest, Lakai.
Not special guest. Regular co-host, Lakai.
Oh, yeah, right. Lakai is so special, she actually... Oh! And our Batman crier, Olivia.
Oh, and a special guest.
Cried at Batman anymore? Because I got a whole list of topics to talk about now.
Do you guys have things to talk about?
Oh,
fucking dry.
Colson lives in some way.
Look how like loud it is.
Oh yeah, that's
gonna break everyone's headphones.
It's okay,
I just want to hear the reaction because
this is like. Oh yeah, we're recording.
By the way,
yeah. So we need you guys to come up with discussions because we have no topic for today, and we're just like. Bullshitting
comic books
thing.
Have been happening.
I like your shoes.
I actually bought All Star Superman recently, and it's
really
so good.
So this is why I'm stopping.
Seriously,
no, people care about this.
All Star Batman.
All Star
Batman. Like reading
Batman and Robin.
Okay, guys. Sit down. Talk about comics. Go.
That's dead ass.
The dog will follow you.
She will follow you. So wait, you're reading.
What are you reading?
Are you reading the goddamn Batman?
I'm not there.
Green Lantern killer. Robin just punches Green Lantern in the throat, was it?
Yeah, and Batman just decides that he, like, can punch death in the face and become life.
All-Star Batman and Robin. The best...
Wait, they're making more?
No, they're not. No.
Oh.
Why would they do that?
Because it's amazing.
No, it's not. I mean, it is meme the comic book,
right,
but still.
Chat,
I like how, like, the only thing that they made more ridiculous was, like, Black Canary. They were like, you have to be Irish now. You get a motorcycle.
Black Canary just fucks Batman randomly halfway through it.
Just
cause.
Not even a superhero, just, oh, I'm a waitress, and this is my waitress outfit.
Yeah, I'm a waitress, and then every once in a while, I go and run around in my waitress outfit.
Oh, yeah, I have, like, a pal, but whatever. I'm a waitress.
She doesn't have power in Elsa.
And then it's like, Robin's gonna get abused by the police officers, and I'm like, please don't. Why? He had enough sadness. His parents got shot. Do we really have to make that, like, a worse backstory?
No, now we have to punch the corpse as well. Just defile the parents just cause, you know.
Yeah. You should just have his parents come back and then tell him that they're disappointed in his choices.
Just do that really sad thing like, we're disappointed in you.
That happened to Batman. They're like, oh, son, I actually...
Oh, no, that was probably Clayface or something, right? It's
no,
always
Clayface. Thomas Wayne.
What?
Thomas Wayne was the...
No, that was like Rip. Vision. That was like Rip or something, right? Where, like, the guy said, I'm Thomas Wayne, but
yeah,
it's not.
But it was Thomas Wayne.
It was not Thomas Wayne.
It was Thomas Wayne. And he was like, I'm disappointed in you, son. You
oh,
suck.
Come on. It was some crazy dude who was really
Henry
desperate.
Henry's talking too loudly.
No.
Henry always talks too loudly.
That's good. Like, it's actually too quiet when you listen to it. Sorry.
Okay.
Another guest.
Another special guest.
Hey, this is a real special guest.
Who was it?
Hey!
Emily?
Oh, hello.
Yeah. No, it's Amy.
Oh.
Anyway, keep talking about comics.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Anyway, okay.
Disappoint.
So anyway, so yeah, Olivia.
Yes.
Colson lives. I'm very interested in your perspective, because you two actually cried about it.
Well,
what's up, my bitches?
Amy guest starring on the show as well. So many guest stars today.
We're recording a podcast right now.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anyway, Olivia.
Yeah.
Reaction. And theories.
Who's alive? What?
Colson. What are we talking about?
Colson
is he confirmed
lives.
Or is this out? What if he was alive?
He's confirmed.
He was confirmed on the guy's blog.
He's
you know what? I've had enough of this shit. You can't be killing people in movies and bringing this back. It's not a comic book.
I don't think you get how Joss Whedon works. You see,
yeah,
you have to understand, he wants you to cry and then smile again, and then cry and then smile again, and then he'll grab you, and then he'll punch you, and then he'll make you happy again. Because this is Joss Whedon.
It's not a legitimate explanation.
Oh, you watch Serenity. You know how this works.
I know how it works better than you. And I guarantee you he doesn't
Buffy,
bring characters
Dr.
back to
Horrible.
Life unless there's a legitimate reason.
Have you seen Buffy?
I don't like Buffy.
Well,
oh!
You can sit on your island all by your way yourself.
I don't like Buffy.
I haven't seen Buffy.
Yeah, but I'm not alone in liking Buffy. It's not like...
And I'm not alone in not liking Buffy.
Anyway.
I've always
so Coulson...
Is
So Coulson's so Coulson Living.
What about no, I don't like it.
The basis manipulation of your fan base, you terrible man.
It's horrible. I can't see any way he could come back to
Vision,
life and it makes sense. No! We are not bringing Vision into this!
Why not? It makes sense.
No, it doesn't!
How does it not make
because
sense?
Because it's not a comic book! Why do people not get that?
That they kind of
don't exist.
It's a comic book movie.
Yes, exactly. It's a movie.
So why can't Vision pop up?
Things that happen in comic books can't happen in movies.
What?
Yeah, clearly the Avengers, man. They cannot happen in a movie. Are you going to make this argument
they
to me?
Run
that things in comic books shouldn't
happen
in movies.
They run by different laws. There are some things that happen in comic books that just can't happen
so
in movies.
So robots can't happen in
you
movies.
You understand that.
Some things, like Batman, the way that Batman is in the comics, can exist.
Okay, Robin can
like,
come up.
It doesn't work!
Exactly.
Yeah, but I don't...
Robots can work.
Robots, like, in
do you
sense,
believe, do you think it's,
like,
okay, do you think it's good that they're bringing the Winter Soldier into Captain America?
But he...
No!
It doesn't make sense.
Dylan's against it.
It doesn't make sense, because...
Dylan, why are you against it?
Because it's fucking dumb.
And why is it dumb?
Because he's dead.
Exactly!
He's not dead.
No,
I was...
It was like they were milking the...
He
thing.
Fell off a mountain train! He's dead!
You didn't see a body! The Russians were just like, gonna spend the money to mess with Captain America.
You can't bring comic book death laws into movie!
But it wasn't a comic book death law. He didn't actually die. He got really cold, and then Russians were like, it is a almost dead man. We will put him... into a new arm.
No! No!
That's actually how it happened, and...
Clearly.
I'm sorry, but that's how it's gonna happen, Lakaya. Because Marvel wants comic books
in the reason that it doesn't make sense, though, is because it's no longer the Cold War. I'm sorry that ended. It doesn't make sense.
No, the Russians are still out to get us!
Weapon! Look at his arm! Like,
oh, you guys should see his arm. It's like, what is it, a metal thing with like a red star on it?
He's got a star here.
It's Russian!
Like,
it's Russian!
And then he's got like a normal people arm, and I'm like, so, that's just your life? That's terrible! That's like, it's worse than Captain America's I have a shield, and thus I am powerful. It's like, I have one really good arm!
Did they give Bucky any superpowers at any point? Like,
Vision is ridiculous and he can't come into Captain America. No, Captain America, the Avengers.
Or Captain America.
He's gonna come into it, though.
You know what? No.
If you want Rocky Raccoon, you have to accept this stuff, okay?
You know what? I don't.
You don't want... Wait, you don't want Rocky Raccoon?
I don't have to accept it.
But Rocket Raccoon is amazing.
How can you not like Rocket Raccoon?
I have nothing against Rocky Raccoon. I would like him to have his own movie. I don't
yes.
think...
That'd be pretty fucking cool. He's
so good. And he's gonna team up with a talking space tree.
Groot! Dude, he's a fucking raccoon. A raccoon has
he's a space tree.
He has a name!
Yes, but he's a space tree. A space tree and a raccoon teaming up.
He is a... No! You shut your mouth!
It's amazing.
You shut your whore mouth and stop calling it space tree.
It's amazing. No, space tree sounds way better. Dylan, space tree or Groot?
Space tree.
Yeah, all the way.
He thinks that the the space Germans should change their name.
What? Space Germans?
Isn't it space Germans?
What space Germans?
Space Germans. The team that Cyclops' dad runs in outer space.
Oh.
Wait, who's Cyclops' dad at this point?
You know what?
I lost track of the Summers family, like, back when.
We'll forget this, and we'll go back to the point that...
Oh, come on, no one keeps track of the Summers family unless you're a hardcore X-Men fan.
Vision? No.
Vision?
He doesn't need to be there for Rocky Raccoon to have his own movie.
But how, why, no, why does Vision not work? Like, it's a robot.
Okay, what...
Dylan, robots in movies, does it work?
But it's different because...
Oh my god, no, you know why it won't work? Resident Evil. How stupid is that whole robot AI interface? You're all going to die down here. It was cool the first time in the 90s, maybe.
Yeah, but
you can't have that kind of robot interface like now.
I think robots can appear in movies and it's okay.
We're not saying they can't.
I think audiences aren't going to be like, what's a robot? This is crazy.
But first of all, he's not a robot if it's Phil Coulson. He's a cyborg.
No, it's a robot and they're going to take the memories
Wait,
of Coulson. Don't
you
know Vision?
Memories of Coulson? Like, why would you be like, hey, remember that dead guy that everybody liked that is probably going to cause you a great deal of emotional pain and angst to work with every day? Hey, you're going to choose him. Why wouldn't you just make a generic person? Just out of curiosity. Wouldn't it just be more emotional?
Because Nick Fury is weird and he has like a best friendship thing with him or something. I don't know.
35.
Comic books, it's milking for emotional potential.
I know, but with robots...
But it's not comic books, it's a fucking movie!
Also, they're not actually bringing him back. It's probably just, I'm saying Vision as in they take the memories of Coulson and put it in Vision.
I don't think there's even Vision in the movie anyway.
Don't,
okay?
Don't you know how Vision works? Vision's got the memories of some character.
Yeah, but robots so are always the worst possible thing to put people memories into because robots are never fulfilled.
But that's
robots
Vision!
Like, I'm a robot.
Yeah, but Vision is one of those ridiculous characters that just wouldn't work in a movie because
how?
Explaining him would sound ridiculous.
It's a robot.
No, okay. Resident
robot
Evil
with
5.
Human memories.
Yeah.
Okay, that was just basically a video game in a movie. Okay.
Yes, but it's Resident Evil.
It had a plot line that would work in a video
Resident
game.
Resident Evil.
Wait, Resident Evil had a plot line?
Yeah. Apparently, though.
I love that name.
By its standards,
no,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
There are movies like AI with robots.
So. I'm not the head. I don't have anything against robots. It's the character, not the robot.
What character?
I have things against robots. Robots are dumb.
Robots are sick.
You're the first person they wipe out and become the robot upon.
No, robots are stupid because they're like, I want to be a real boy. And I'm like, why?
They're not Pinocchio.
Yeah, but
they're like, I want to have feelings.
All of them. Every
no.
single
yeah.
robot.
Name a robot that didn't at some point want some kind of human interface or display
or
some kind of
Terminator.
Display. No, Terminator
oh,
like kills Sarah Connor and then
second.
Dies. Oh,
second.
No, but throughout the Terminator series, they eventually develop into people.
Oh, come on!
Gross.
Outside of one,
what
robot?
About iRobot?
He wants to be people.
Not only one of them; the rest of them want to kill the people.
But he's like the best one that manages to defeat the rest of them.
Yeah, one.
That's because it relies on the science fiction belief that a spunky can-do Earth attitude can beat everything.
But
I love that.
But Lakaia,
like
don't you know
guy.
That it can, G? You just gotta believe in yourself. Believe.
Sorry, I'm just...
Hey, man, they're playing Yu-Gi-Oh! It makes sense. Or...
Yeah.
No, Yu-Gi-Oh!
That too.
I said this, why is there a magic card?
It's the gauze token.
Hey, look out. Puppies.
No!
In my house.
Anyway.
Puppies.
I think Vision can... It doesn't take that much... It doesn't take that much explanation to say...
Oh, they're little.
Look. If they're gonna bring back... I just figure if they're gonna bring back Coulson, then they want to keep the actor in it.
Yeah.
They're gonna do Vision, because it's the one that makes sense, without actually going, oh, he didn't actually
so this
die,
is
guys.
You just read an article.
It's the guy. We know that Coulson's coming back. It's how he's coming back.
Oh, he's probably just gonna be in weird
flashbacks.
Wait, did the door help? Okay. Anyway, he's gonna come back.
Yeah, probably in flashbacks, not in some ridiculous Vision.
No, he's gonna be in the TV show, and he's gonna be back.
TV show?
Yeah,
yeah.
Shield. That could possibly... Who says that happens while the Avengers... Alright.
Gaia.
What? Don't say that like that doesn't make sense. If he's gonna be in it, there is a chance it could be a prequel to the Avengers.
Yep, it could be. But I doubt it.
See, how do you doubt it?
Because they're not going to do a prequel to the Avengers. They're going to do stuff to lead up to Avengers 2.
Right.
That's just basic marketing knowledge.
Yeah, but shows tend to kill franchises because I'm just picturing like a Nick Fury sitcom where someone like steals his iPad.
I want that so bad.
Be like, oh, you silly Black Widow stealing my iPad.
Scarlett Johansson just sneaking
in the 1980s.
Scarlett Johansson just sneaking through the Shield helicarrier, just like with furious eye patch. Oh, did you guys see Item 47 or whatever it was called?
No,
it was pretty good.
Yeah, it's in the Avengers.
It's pretty cool, and they like.
Okay, basically, this is the plot. That goth chick from Mean Girls and her weird redneck husband find a.
Yes, he's a redneck. With his no redneck accent.
You know what? I'm not dressed bad enough of your shit.
Where'd you pull redneck from? You just said redneck.
His neck was red.
His redneck husband.
Racist white people, but there you go. Jesus Christ.
Where did redneck come from?
Yes, it reminds
me. He was a normal dude with a normal accent.
He
didn't even have a Texan accent.
Janice and his potentially redneck husband. What happens?
They find an item and then they rob the bank. That's it. Done.
Can I have some juice?
You just...
Juice.
Thanks. Jesus Christ, man.
Like you can talk.
I will
steal
your thunder. Redneck husband.
You dick, okay?
Alright, go on.
No, it's done. You told the story.
Alright, fine. So, and it's really cool because basically... It's just all about this side stuff about... They reference, you know, Coulson and how S.H.I.E.L.D. is sort of dealing with it. And it's just these two, like... These two crazy... this couple robbers who steal this... What was it? Like a gun? But the guy figures out how to make it work.
It's not that hard. It's a gun.
No, but no one could actually get them to work. Didn't you watch it and
they
listen
to
it?
They found the gun, that one of the many guns that they used to kill Coulson.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and they robbed the bank with it. That's the whole plot.
Why would you do that?
Because they're like, hey, we're down on our luck. Here's a giant-ass gun. The logical thing to do is to rob a bank.
No, I wouldn't rob a bank. I'd, like, hold the president hostage. I don't understand why you'd rob a bank.
And then S.H.I.E.L.D. would kick your ass because the Avengers just saved everyone.
Olivia,
yeah.
Aiming high.
I just understand. I found one of the most potentially devastating weapons. What would I do? I would rob my local bank where all the billionaires give their money. Aha!
What? I told you they're ethics.
That's the proof.
No, but it's cool because they emphasize basically no one can actually access this alien technology, but this one guy does. And so it's cool because...
Secretly he's an alien.
It's not because he's smart
and his name is Clark.
No, he's pretty smart.
And then decides that he's Superman.
No.
Are you sure? That sounds what it's like.
Really, I'm pretty sure.
No,
that's
pretty much like that.
No, there are no DC Marvel team-ups in this short, okay? The guy doesn't turn out to be Clark Kent.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Can you prove it? Clark Kent was a bit of a redneck.
He was raised in Kansas.
Yeah, he knew which end of the
I don't think he was married to some sort of weird skinny dyke.
Lois Lane.
She actually looks like Lois Lane, too. Actually, looks like Olivia.
What? Oh, did you just call me Janice? That's so uncool. That's
no.
Like the worst part of Mean Girls. No, it's not actually, she's cool. But
you just went Aussie for 5 seconds and that was freaky.
She does that.
Spells.
When she gets mad, she tries to be Australian and then
she tries to be Australian.
And then for some reason, it turns into British.
Why is that?
You know,
we're not British.
She can't hold the Australian accent, so it just eventually develops into some weird form.
And then
British.
They sound like this, because that's
nobody
British.
Sounds like that.
No, they don't, except
not even the British sound like
except
that.
Except Americans pretending to be British.
Well, they sound New Zealand. I'm Canadian as well.
I didn't say you're American.
Yeah.
I said Americans pretending to be British.
Olivia, pretend to be British
American
for us.
South America.
I'm not your puppet.
One.
We have to prove Henry wrong.
She's not American.
I can't.
She was raised in America.
No,
I was raised in America by wolves.
See?
Okay. Have you noticed in America that there are people, when they try to do British accents, they just sound not this?
Nobody sounds like that.
People in Australia sound like that when they try to do British accents. It doesn't work. They try and then they're like something, something.
Whoa,
something,
you went British for a second there too.
I told you, she does that. She tries to be Australian.
She's
she
in
work.
A transitional phase. It's okay.
It's tough being a Canadian.
Why am I here? I have an essay to write.
Oh.
You could write your essay like, on your hand.
Oh, by the way, guys. Meet Mary Jane in The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
This is an audio
what?
Podcast.
Oh, as we said earlier, Shailene Woodley is going to be Mary Jane, apparently.
But
what is
Jewish.
Wrong with her face?
That's what I said!
She's so ugly!
She looks average, but she's not Mary Jane.
Mary Jane is supposed to be hotter than Gwen Stacy, or at least, like, comparable.
Why do they keep giving Mary Jane roles to these weird...
With a messed up face?
Exactly.
There's just something not right about it?
She's meant to be hot. These girls don't look hot, they're comely.
How could they get an authentic ginger just for once? Just once. I said that, why do I do it? It'll work. It'll work. Just
actress
saying.
Model.
Just saying, it'll work.
Emma Stone would have made a better.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Mary
definitely.
Jane than Gwen Stacy.
I don't know.
But they don't get it.
Oh, I've got a waster on
well,
the
no,
Gwen
no,
Stacy.
No, they always go for the really hot one for the lead, which
and
Gwen
because they
Stacy
made Gwen Stacy in this movie a lot like Mary Jane.
Yeah. Well, how are you going to make any kind of difference?
It's not. Gwen Stacy's going to die. It's like, I'm going to date this girl who just happens to be a redheaded version of my ex-girlfriend who's going to
fill the space in my heart.
Gwen Stacy's a whore. No,
you know what they could do?
Mary Jane is a whore anyway.
Use
her best friend dies, she jumps
in the stone, kill her, and then dye her hair red.
Wait, was Mary Jane written by Frank Miller? But that's Frank Miller character, pretty much.
What, did you not know that? That's how they got together.
Peter.
Gwen Stacy and Mary Jane were, like, BFFs forever.
Oh, yeah.
And then and then Gwen Stacy dies, and Mary Jane, like, mellows down, stops being a party girl. And then Spider-Man just bangs her, and they get married.
And then
what would you do if actress supermodel Mary Jane?
What? No,
honest,
I wouldn't do actress
honest,
supermodel Mary Jane because she wasn't actress supermodel Mary Jane at the time, and I am not a lesbian.
Yeah, but she is pretty hot. And I'm a dude who's straight.
Why
so.
Just like, what?
I was just saying that, why does Peter Parker get all the girls? Seriously.
Because he is like...
He's
babe
like
magnet.
They don't know that.
I think that's all Spider-Man does. Like, Peter Parker just needs a contest. I'm Spider-Man.
You
read comics in the
70s,
haven't you?
Many love
just, and then it's like they just throw themselves. It's like, oh, are you going to choose to cheat on your girlfriend? No time, I'm already naked! It's ridiculous.
No, it's like they make them out to be these huge losers. It's like, and these two girls are fighting over them. What the fuck?
And then it's like, for some reason, Peter Parker's still a good guy, despite the fact that he's going, like, all around the town and is a jerk, just generally speaking.
I don't know, Peter Parker's pretty cool.
He's a bit of a jerk.
Bit of a wanker.
Yeah, he's a bit of a wanker.
Well, original Spider-Man is pretty much a little shit in his original comic book.
And then
the Avengers kind of hate him.
Cool.
Pardon?
The Avengers
kind of
hate him.
Yeah, he's kind of a little shit in the original comics because he's just being a douchebag to
everyone
he meets.
Kind of a little shit in
every, life.
Yeah.
I don't know. He got really cool as, like, I think about 2000s onward when the...
I think the ratio of time where he's being an asshole to being a normal dude is, like, way favoring asshole. There's, like, a couple instances.
Yeah, but no one includes the 90s.
The 90s were the best time for comics. It was ridiculous. There
the
was...
Clone Saga! The Clone Saga! No, wait, another clone... No, wait! The other Maximum Clonage!
We've gotten tired of all of our villains, and now we have new ones based on random things that you find in your house.
That are sharp and pointy. I'm serious, there is probably a villain that is just a point. That is all he is. He is like sharp metal with Rob Liefeld drawing him with terrible anatomy. His like ribs are coming out here, like...
Nobody can see that.
No, but they can imagine the ribs coming outwards.
The next X-Men movie is based on Days of Future Past.
Oh, that I'm excited about. And Patrick Stewart's going to be in it, apparently, so...
I thought they were trying not to, you know... make them
leave. No, but they're going to actually say, like, look, because of what happens with Days of Future Past, all of that stuff in the original movies was undone, and that's why the timeline's fucked up.
My sister to see, to the,
what was it?
The Snow White.
Oh, yeah, that
Huntsman
one. Snow White.
Huh. Most solely because, you know, Chris Hemsworth was there.
Mm.
Not for any other reason.
Sure. Insane.
What, you think I have some sort of secret passion for Kristen Stewart?
Yes.
Kristen Stewart is like a babe.
Shut up, I'm telling you something.
Even if she has no
Hell in a story. Hell in a story.
Okay.
She has no boobs.
And my sister went straight up to school, so she had no shoes on. And so this, and we were like,
clearly, when you go to school,
shoes
to school.
We went home, we got changed, and we went there. For some reason, it was just really hard for her to find shoes. So I was like, fuck it, get on the bus, we're leaving. And
you were on the bus with no shoes.
That's not a big deal in my area.
It was a big deal in your area.
Isn't there, like, glass?
You know, like, there's heroin needles just as grass.
It is real rumor.
Let her finish the story.
Okay.
Bra.
Tell
the
story.
Let her
tell
the story. Oh,
a story.
Shh.
Okay. And so we're hanging over the, fence,
really.
whatever the fuck it is that separates us from the red carpet. And this reporter comes up, and she asks my son, everybody in the line, how they got here, what they're doing here, blah, blah, blah. And my sister's like, oh, I'm so excited. I came here straight up from after school. I've got no shoes on. And this reporter tells Chris Hemsworth that my sister is here without shoes on. And so he comes and finds us, and he tells us that that's really dedicated, and he likes it.
It's fucking shoes. Who cares?
He thought it was really impressive.
Chris Hemsworth cared.
You ever been on the bus with no
shoes?
He
could kill you with his bicep.
What? It's the worst thing ever. You're like, don't touch me, floor.
It's fine.
The reporter was like, somebody came here without shoes on. How do you feel about that? He's like, oh, that's dedication. Where is she? And he totally pointed at us, and he was like...
Cool, good for you.
Yeah.
We met Moon.
Alright, so why is it bad that X-Men are dealing with time travel?
Because these people keep thinking that just
slow down.
No, what I say makes sense.
Okay, say it.
These people that are making these movies think that that the more successful the comic book movies get, the more they can put comic book lore into them.
What's wrong
but
with comic book lore?
It doesn't make sense in real life.
It doesn't
yes.
make sense at all.
The fact that they're being superheroes doesn't actually make sense. I know that's a big thing, guys. But the fact that they're being superheroes...
You don't get it!
Iron Man can fly...
Wait, superheroes don't exist?
There actually isn't a God of Thunder. I hate to break it to you guys.
You
he's
not
that. God
but the
thunder.
Laws of physics
he's
cannot...
He's very good at commanding thunder with his unbreakable hammer. I don't see what's wrong with that.
I You know what? You're right. I just
it's just, it's clear.
How dare they bring comic book... Do you know why the Avengers was awesome? It was because they brought comic book lore into the movie.
No, they didn't.
They brought the team-up movie.
They brought... No, that's not comic book lore. That's just a storyline.
That's
comic book lore is different from movie lore.
No, don't worry about
it. Don't slam your fist and expect no reaction.
His defense was 18, all right, and my attack was 16,
okay.
And I was fucking angry about it.
So what's wrong with time travel in movies?
What's wrong with time travel in movies? When has time travel ever been done successfully, except for, like, maybe the first two Back to the Futures?
Prime, like, number three. And Looper.
Looper didn't do it right. They just gave a good excuse for why it's doing it wrong. Primer is an example of when they did it right.
I think Looper was an acceptable way to do time travel, but it's not the norm. And the reason is, unless you're focusing on time travel and you have to explain it within like a 10-minute
window. Oh, I hate when they explain it, though.
Well, they have to explain it within like a 10-minute window.
The movie itself has to be dedicated to time
travel.
Unless the movie is dedicated to time travel.
This is a long podcast.
I like Looper because it just went like, look, time travel's fucking weird, man. Just deal with it, okay?
That was the excellent... Explain time travel because it made two different... I'm just ruining this movie. They made two different continuum for the Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Bruce Willis character that allowed both of them to exist at the same time and explained it as a series of possible events. The actual traveling doesn't have to make sense because he's not inherently part of that. And the traveling itself just seems to be...
Well, that's how I think they should do it, because Days of Future Past kind of had a similar way of treating time travel, at least, you know... Originally, how I read it, it was very similar.
You know what?
And it just kind of happened, and then you went with it.
It's not going to be centered around the time travel.
It's not going to be. It's going to be about...
A movie can't feature time travel unless it focuses on time travel, because otherwise it just seems ridiculous. Like in Spider-Man 3, how they explain the black suit, the little disgusting ooze fell from the sky, and that's it. That was ridiculous.
They spend like 5 minutes, because they can't spend too much more than a scene on that, because they have to engage...
I don't know. I feel different about certain elements. Like the black suit, I was like, okay.
We're not talking about the black suit.
We're talking about why that movie was wrong, because we'll be here like for...
No, wait. I'm simply saying that element needed more explanation. Whereas time travel, I'm just kind of... Everyone's used to time travel.
No,
we're all just kind of like, time travel is just a thing.
Everybody's a continuity bitch. They just sit there and they're like, well, that doesn't make any sense because in the original time traveling section, that
movies have movie
lore. It doesn't work.
You can't put comic book lore in movie lore. It doesn't.
I don't know. There aren't really... whatever rules the movie establishes are the rules. That's what I go with. And it works.
There are just things that can't... Just when you put them into a movie from a book, doesn't make sense.
Look, after Thor, which was a while ago, but still, after Thor, I just kind of look at things and I'm like, yeah, that looks...
But nothing in Thor happened that wasn't movie believable.
2009.
You know where they left?
Natalie Portman.
What are those things in X-Men? The Sentinels?
Look.
The robots that kill the mutants?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. They left them out of X-Men because they thought it would be too unrealistic. To explain how the government came up with giant robots that hunt mutants.
And it would have been awesome if they brought in the giant robots.
You don't know that. It could have made the whole franchise ridiculous.
I watched the beginning of that scene and I was like, oh my god, we're going to see...
Okay.
No.
I think it's largely dependent on the creator. And I think that if you're trying to incorporate time travel, but you're also trying to make a realistic film, I still think that the film has to center on time travel.
I don't think these movies are that realistic.
They're not.
X-Men,
but they have their own laws. Why don't you get that? Just because it's not realistic doesn't mean it doesn't have some form of laws of physics.
Really? Because X-Men First Class, I don't know. I need to rewatch X-Men First Class, but I didn't feel it being massively consistent.
It was. I would say, considering that it changed the whole purpose and existence of the Cuban Missile Crisis, that was a little bit questionable in and of itself. But I would say that it was, like, fairly on par with...
And it's also breaking its own rules and its own history by... Because it's included Hugh Jackman's Wolverine, okay?
Well, he's really a wizard of amazingly regenerating, so that's...
Okay, outside of Origin, every single movie in the X-Men series has been included. So even without Origin, it's still confusing.
How?
Oh, good.
I'm not actually thinking about the X-Men series right now, and I haven't been studying the original X-Men movies.
Okay, three X-Men movies plus X-Men First Class. Those four as a saga? How?
Well, you mean saying explain how it works together or how it doesn't?
How it doesn't. You're the one that said it doesn't. I know how it works together. I'm on that side.
Yeah, I thought it made sense. food.
I'm sure if you throw in X-Men Origins, but they've made it pretty clear that Origins isn't really a part of anything.
Pineapple chunks?
Mm.
It's like foamy pineapple.
It's like
an X-Men.
Oh, wait, no, I know. Patrick Stewart at the start of X-Men 3, when he's walking, and then even though his back was broken in First Class at the end, how the hell is he walking at
he
the start?
He can control things with
yes,
his
he
mind.
Can control.
That's how
so
he can
why
work.
Are Magneto and Xavier working together when they had a massive betrayal of each other?
Because people get over shit in like 6 years.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, and then they all of a sudden hate.
I thought this wasn't like comic books.
No,
guys.
It was an accident though. He wasn't like shoot you in the spine. It was like, oh sorry, I was trying to control these missiles and one of them slipped. I apologize to your spine, and he took it out. He was like, oh there you go, sorry buddy.
I still haven't seen that movie.
So oh, what about Hank McCoy and
yeah,
how he's
told.
Beast? He's hinted at during the first two movies as being normal human. You don't see it, but he's in, like, the recorded things. Like, he's in, like, the background.
Like, he pretended...
And then he's Beast in the third
yes!
movie. But wait, he turned into Beast in the X-Men First Class.
What are we talking about?
The X-Men First Class show
said
the long
stand.
But then
long.
He was...
When?
In the other movies that weren't First Class.
Okay, are we talking about X-Men 2?
X-Men
when they
2.
Show the reporter
yeah.
in the thing that just happens to have the Hank McCoy names?
It's Hank McCoy.
Yeah, but, you know, considering the fact that that's just a side thing, it could theoretically be another scientist who
I know another
have...
Hank McCoy.
Yeah.
Just another, just another
also,
Hank McCoy.
Also, in the X-Men...
His name is like Wizard
okay.
McGee.
In the X-Men
Wizard
franchise,
McGee.
There is something called an image transducer.
Okay.
It can make anybody who is not human
so,
look human.
So
we can theoretically say that that's what
okay,
they have.
Okay, so Lakaya, what were you saying before about comic booky ideas?
It's not a comic book idea. There is nothing wrong with
so the
trip.
What was
that
it,
a holographic
what was it called?
Device
Lakaya,
works.
What was it called again?
Image transducer.
Image transducer?
Yeah,
it's a seducer. It will seduce you. I should show such a good movie. Do you know they're screening it again at midnight?
Yeah,
oh,
you want to come with me?
Yes!
Which movie?
Oh, the Rockstar Picture Show.
Oh, God.
I'm going with some friends of mine.
What is the best
movie? Fucking movie?
It's the best movie ever. It's
really good, but I don't need to see it.
Yeah, I stop
like
watching it every half
so
an hour. Like,
they
offer half an hour.
But when it's in a cinema, everyone's dressed up like
gross.
Or we can throw bread at the screen?
Yeah.
And you can just scream slut randomly and not a
asshole!
Exactly.
Alright, guys.
Sorry.
Well, okay. I don't even really care
about the
about
there is nothing scientifically possible about there being some sort of holographic device. Okay? Even considering the fact that the Danger Room exists in that show, it is possible that they have a holographic device that makes...
So, a robot.
I'm not saying robots can't exist!
And they can have the memories of other people.
They have that. It sucks because I was like, I wish I was a person. I have all these memories and feelings.
I'm so sad.
Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Can we not talk about the HSC subject, please?
That is...
I'm so over Roy.
That is the general plotline of Robot.
I love the unicorn.
Anyway, okay.
So
have you guys seen the yellow Iron Man suits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I feel like it's yellow, and I feel like that's a bad idea.
I mainly want the Avengers to pop up in Iron Man 3.
Oh,
I want one of them to come in.
Of course they'll have to. What, it wouldn't even make sense.
Well, I know Black Widow will pop in, but I mean,
no,
like...
No! I want Bruce Banner to come, and then they have a total nerd bromance. That would be great.
I want him to, like, leave Pepper Potts and just get with the whole...
Doesn't Pepper Potts marry...
Wait, who do you want it? You want them to break up?
She wants some sort of fangirl relationship
with who?
Who's the girl? No.
Who is it?
Banner and Stark.
Double deck.
I don't understand why that's not a bromance. There are so many Captain America Iron Man things. Banner and Stark make so much more sense.
I know, I don't understand why people are trying to make, like...
Well, in the original comic books...
Sully and Iron Man.
Robert Downey Jr. I don't know. Robert Downey Jr. has kind of changed Tony Stark.
What about
Robert
and the human together?
In the
Robert Downey Jr.
Isn't
there
one point in the comics where his suit falls in love with him?
His suit falls in love with him and becomes like this crazy ass girlfriend.
Yeah,
he gets all Stockholm syndrome. Holy shit!
That'd be the best.
Another thing that couldn't happen in the movie.
I thought the
I wasn't saying
guy though.
But I'm not denying comic book ideas.
I don't know.
This is
just
like.
It's not a
shit.
It's just
like,
Tony Stark, get inside me.
Yeah.
What if Pepper Potts becomes that weird Iron Man female version that she does?
I have a question. Why in the Avengers does he keep pairing, like, reasonably young-looking, like, actors with really old-looking women? Like, except Peggy Lou.
What are you talking about, Gavin? Like, I'm sorry, Natalie Portman in Thor, you're like 26 and she's like 57. I'm sorry.
You realize that, in Thor,
I think the world's
like
universal.
Right?
She's not 29.
She's 32.
She's old looking, and he's all like, I'm Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, but you gotta remember
she
that he
look
is
old.
Technically
she does look
old.
She does look
like,
old.
I have a job.
He looks older than Chris Hemsworth.
I think you're just
and Chris okay, and Thor
I think you're photoshopping
like
Natalie Portman.
Years old.
Technically, but it's at the same time, he looks like he would be better with Kat Dennings than he would with, you know, Natalie McSlut or whatever.
I would like an actual scientist character, actually.
I would like him to break up with Natalie Portman
yeah,
and go in with Sif.
Sif?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like that.
They're betrothed.
They've already...
Jesus Christ.
Look,
and he just forgets about that when he goes and finds his own slut.
Well, actually, to be quite honest...
Maybe that's sort of a...
The only reason Donald, like, the only reason...
Oh, I'm gonna go to another world and find a mistress?
The only...
Yes.
The only reason Jane...
I remember Vikings doing that.
The only reason Jane Foster works is because of, what's his name? Donald...
Blake.
Donald Blake.
Yeah.
And there's no Donald Blake. He just doesn't exist.
No, he did. That's why she had man clothes in her apartment.
This
well,
used to be my boyfriend.
Why did that meme
his name was Donald Blake.
Everyone's, I fucking love that meme, actually.
Okay, but...
That was a good meme.
But Donald Blake
yes.
isn't Thor, so it,
no.
the romance doesn't really make sense.
No, no.
Donald Blake and Jane Foster is kind of like, yeah, these are two people who are, like, working together
common
and stuff. Whereas Thor, why would Thor get with Jane Foster? Yeah.
Well,
because she hit him with a car.
Actually, you know, now that I think about this whole character and how violent he is, that actually might be a pro.
Yeah, but I don't think they can get together because he's like God of Thunder.
But
she's immortal.
And immortals aren't allowed in Asgard.
I don't think he's bringing her home to mom and dad. I think that he's just like, Jane Foster.
No, I remember there was this thing.
Jane Foster.
Weren't allowed at Asgard. And they made Jane Foster some sort of honorary god, or gave her god powers or something that allowed her into Asgard. For a temporary time.
I'm
pretty sure that happened.
That movie.
Look,
is just somehow now a goddess.
Let's just hope Thor focuses more on being about Asgard, and less about Midgard.
I want Lady Loki. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, but that means he would have to be Sif.
It would be awesome.
All nine worlds are going to be in Thor, though.
But it should still be.
No,
how do you guys feel about that? Actually, all nine worlds being in Thor Dark World.
They were trimmed. No, you got to introduce each world slowly. Okay, you can't just throw them all in.
They're not going to have nine movies.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, I agree. You can't just like throw in all the continuums. It just doesn't make.
It's Spider-Man alien DNA all over again.
It's like when you're just like, we're just doing this movie to get it out of the way. There's going to be another one.
Like Iron Man 2.
Yeah, we need to explain everything very quickly. No.
Hand gestures.
See some field cards.
I don't know. I think they're probably just going to do a montage. They're going to be like, oh, Thor flying over all the worlds.
Coulson can have a twin brother. Or a clone. A clone of
I'm not on Coulson anymore.
He's a baby child that falls into like...
Guys, we're done with Coulson.
Material, and then
guys,
really
guys,
fast.
Guys.
All of these things sound better than robot with
guys,
Coulson.
Guys, I'm taking Coulson and I'm putting him in a box. Okay?
Schrodinger box?
He's in the box now. I'm closing the box.
Yeah, this is the Schrodinger thing. And then you're going to open the box, and he's either going to be alive or dead.
Or he's going to be both.
I wasn't going to go there. That's how they explained it in the movie!
Oh my god, that would be awesome.
He's currently in the box.
Maybe the weapon.
Figure out which one
he is. No, he's like in this box.
He's actually Schrodinger's cat? Yeah.
Alright, anyway.
And he actually is a cat. And then
I like... Apparently, the chick that played Sif...
Tigra!
Hey, is the chick that played Sif, like, okay now? Or is she...
Jamie something.
Yeah. Because she, like, had an injury recently.
What kind of an injury?
Wasn't she in
like,
Kyle XY?
Oh, yeah, she...
That was a horrible
shark.
Yeah, that was a horrible shark.
That was
a horrible
shark.
I like that,
that
the
shark.
Big thing that made him different was, like, oh, he doesn't have a belly button. I'm like, oh.
I never watched that show.
That's
kind of like
weird, actually.
Him.
Like, they really pointed out that it's just smooth.
I know, but it's, like, of all the freakish things to have, like, as far as, like, oh, I'm actually, like, a genetically mutant thing.
He's a robot.
No, he's not. He's a mutant thing. Is it? No, he's a clone baby.
He's like a created thing. I don't understand why, also, if you're going to create a person, wouldn't you just, like, try to make him look normal and give him a belly button anyway?
No.
Why?
So
you
can
tell them what? Yeah. So when they take over the world, you know who to trust and who not to trust.
You're just like,
when the apocalypse of genetically created people and regular people come along, all regular people will be wearing boob tubes and holding.
No one gives a fuck about Kylex. Why?
No, who is it?
I do.
Shut up, Vincent.
Show me your belly button. Zachary.
All right, away from Kylex Wine, back to what I was saying.
Okay. I like this bit.
But do you know the chick, if she's alright? No, you don't.
No, I don't know her personally. Why would I know this?
I was ringing her up.
It'd be in the news.
Zach, hey, you were in that movie that one time.
We had coffee the other day, and I was like, hey, how's your injury? It's like,
yes.
Oh, my house.
I think Eccleston playing the Dark Elf or something, which is going to be cool.
Who, what?
Christopher Eccleston.
Like, put them all back in where they're meant to be.
Who's that?
I know the name.
I'm just going to Google image it. I'm not even going to try.
What's he in?
He's in Doctor Who.
Oh, I know. Why?
Yeah,
why?
Wait, who is...
Oh,
that guy.
He's
9.
No, I hate 9. He's like the worst of all of them.
He was in 28 Days Later.
He was a voice actor in 9.
I hate
it.
He was a voice actor in 9? What? No, he was 9. He's 9. Because 10 is 10. He's 9.
No, that was Elijah Wood.
No, he's
what?
9.
No,
we're talking about Doctor Who. He's the 9th Doctor.
Oh, yeah, the 9th Doctor.
Sorry.
He was...
movie 9.
Don't just say 9 and then think I'm thinking about...
I thought everyone knew that. He's 9.
I know he's the 9th.
10
and 11.
11, who is terrible, and I consider them to be nothing.
11? 10 and 11 are amazing.
Yeah, 10 is great. 11 is terrible.
11 is amazing. You need to watch...
Matt Smith is not amazing.
Matt Smith is amazing.
Matt Smith is a bit of a dink.
It just becomes so campy.
Yeah.
All right, point
is... It needs to be a serious show about time travel.
Yes, it needs to be a serious show. We are very serious about time travel.
It's serious, and then you have the one funny character. It's
okay, fuck it. Eccleston is playing an elf guy, all right? He's playing that guy. Or that guy.
He kind of looks like an elf, though, so I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's his cheekbones, actually, to me.
He kind of scares me.
Yeah, I've had a nightmare about him. He freaks me out a little.
He just
plus, he was
terrifying.
A creepy soldier on 28 Days Later. We needed women. That guy.
Yeah.
Rape the women.
Yeah, that was his thing. And I was like, oh, I've lost faith in you.
Have we figured out who Benedict Cumberbatch is playing in Star Trek 2?
I just
because if it's Khan, I will kill...
It's not going to be Khan.
I will fuck shit up.
I hope Benedict Cumberbatch appears in... appears in Marvel movie. He just looks like he needs to be like Marvel something.
What? Yeah, I could see it. He looks a little bit too much like Tom Hiddleston.
They actually had an interview together, and I went to the comments section, and I was just like, oh, the fangirls.
Just exploding.
And they're just like both trying to like not undercut each other because they're both extremely. Although Cumberbatch is like more dominant than Hiddleston.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to
because Hiddleston is like a really nice guy. Cumberbatch is more dominant, I'd say.
In the bedroom or just in general?
Well, I think conversation, but you can go to the bedroom.
I'm thinking so. For many fangirls, they have, and that's probably what happens.
Ah, Sherlock. Anyway, also the Wolverine, which I'm actually kind of excited about. Because I totally, my sister's boyfriend is working on it.
It's in Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, and I, Samurai's man.
They're filming somewhere else now.
Yeah. I'm just going to see it because it's Samurai's.
No!
Okay.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Oh, why are we still recording?
We're like an hour and a half.
Can we just stop?
Yeah.
No,
can we just like stop and do something?
Okay, I don't approve of Ant-Man because I think he's a ridiculous character.
But it's Edgar Wright.
Well, bring in a nice lady character instead of a stupid dude character just for the sake.
Okay, if they were going to bring in some sort of Ant-Man like character,
sure
they should do Wasp instead of Ant-Man.
Edgar Wright.
Let me finish my talking. One, Wasp has blowy uppy powers, so that makes more sense than just, I can shrink and grow.
Actually,
and talk to Ant.
Actually, Ant-Man can become Giant Man.
Exactly.
And he does all the science.
That's not really a lot.
Wasp.
Hulk is big, okay?
Yeah, but Wasp, you just said, blows up and becomes big, so...
Wasp can become big and small, and she has blowy uppy powers, and she has wings. And in Ultimate Marvel, she is an Asian who has some, like, 3 degrees.
Was that the question for reply, though?
Hank Pym comes up with all the text that
she... They can retcon that.
Why?
Because that way they have a woman, and they have somebody with powers that are actually useful.
Oh,
I can just introduce this
Yeah, that was fucking cool.
I don't don't really think Miss Marvel would fit because, for one, her name is Miss Marvel. And that's
well, just call her.
No, it's
Captain
Marvel.
Yeah, just make her Captain Marvel.
Yeah,
yeah. Her
she's
Captain
actually
kind
of cooler.
Yeah, I saw the ad and I was like,
and also,
Miss
Marvel was even cool when she was Miss Marvel.
So I'm not saying she's not cool as Miss Marvel. I'm saying the name Miss Marvel is ridiculous.
Well, then make her Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I would like Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I would like Tigra.
You
Tiger
can
work.
Just, I'd like a strong lady character rather than Ant-Man.
I want someone who's obviously, like, visibly different.
Yeah, I've got to go.
What?
Yeah, I've got to go to work tomorrow and I've got to cook dinner tonight. So see ya.
So you're, like, not coming back for, like, the whole time?
No, I'm going. Like, done.
Yeah, this is, like, him going.
This is the end of days. Jason.
Well, you're fucking downer, aren't you?
Sorry, I have to make money.
You have to make cash money.
Give it into the system.
Make money, buy more cards.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
I'm not going yet. I'm going in, like, in a minute.
Oh!
Pause the podcast. Just keep fucking talking.
No, they didn't pause the podcast.
They didn't.
We're just looking at me without doggy eyes.
It's been ineligible for the past 7 minutes.
Well.
Bring me Tigra.
I don't know if Tigra, like, it's not a
she
character.
Would be, like,
power-wise, you need characters, like, you need to up her powers at least. Although, I guess Captain America there, it'd make sense.
She's
visibly
different. She's a woman.
Can she fight really well?
She's
yes.
She's a tiger.
I wouldn't fight a tiger. They're, like, crazy
and
strong.
She'd fill in that childish satire thing that they're missing with Spider-Man.
Yeah. I'm fine with that, but I think Captain Marvel would make work better. Because I want to include the cosmic universe as well, which would tie into it.
I really want them, even if they're going to make things about the cosmic universe, I'd appreciate it if they kept it as separate as possible.
No, I want them to conclude as much as possible.
Bye, Dylan!
Bye, Dylan!
No, I'm really afraid this is going to turn into the Star Trek franchise.
And?
What about the Star Trek franchise?
That eventually they got so tied together that it's horrible now. Well, it was horrible, but the reboots are okay. But most of the movies suck.
Yeah.
Also, nobody can understand what happens in Deep Space Nine unless they've seen, like, everything. And speak Klingon.
But if you've seen this episode, so good.
Speaking Klingon sounds like, I don't know.
The more successful it gets, the more they think they can get away with, and I really don't think they should take that kind of attitude.
Oh, so you're scared that Marvel's going to go too far with the comic stuff?
Yes, I've been saying that for the past half hour!
I know, but I'm focused on it.
Oh!
Men, right?
Oh, I thought you
I didn't know what was going on there. I was like, you're putting your juice
She's
down.
Just looking for something heavy to hit.
Keep talking, I'm not coming back!
Okay.
Is there a reason for this? I don't know what's going on.
I don't know! Why is everyone leaving me?
I thought it was gonna be like a Ramona Flowers thing. Just like, okay.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That's fucking anti-climatic.
That's my CD I actually borrowed. Anyway,
Oh, and chapstick. Oh!
She borrowed
the podcast!
So, anyway,
I
like the Marvel including comic booky stuff. I hate it when they go like, oh, we've got to avoid the comic booky stuff, so we're going to do something else.
Oh, you mean like
the
massively successful Batman franchise?
Oh, yeah. Dark Knight Rises, man.
That was
best movie
ever.
And
that
is so little. I'm
not sure
why
that was
so when it ended, I was franchise. I was thinking of the
Nightmare. No, but I'm saying, like, you can have a successful movie
yeah,
and have the kind of ideals of the comic book without having to push.
I don't know. Christopher Nolan...
And the more comic booky it becomes, the more ridiculous it becomes, because less people who aren't comic book fans...
And that's why you get mocked on the streets.
Exactly.
I don't care about getting mocked on the street. I care about
a fun. You know what? I aim for a world where without nerd racism. Okay?
My grandmother said
that's
like
Sheldon.
By what? Apologizing? Being like, I'm sorry, guys, that I enjoy superheroes, so I'll make it as realistic as possible so you guys can digest.
No, with these movies becoming popular, it's slowly making us more acceptable. If they make it more comic booky, we're gonna go back to being freaks.
Well, it's like saying, hey, look, this is why we like this, is because it's actually a character that you can engage with that has an
interesting
story.
Well, they're getting that. They're also accepting the ridiculous aspects of it.
But they accept that with, like, Adam West franchise. If you want that, you go to the Adam West franchise and just be like,
well,
some days you can't just get rid of, just have rid of a bomb, and it's like, yeah.
What was the name? Oh, I was trying to think of this the other day. Remember in the Adam West series?
Actually.
Catwoman had some sort of cat sidekick who wore a lot of pink, and she was played by Leslie Gore, that chick who sings Sunshine.
Yeah, and then
that chick hit on Robin.
Yes,
and
what was that?
I'm uncomfortable. What was her name?
Robin's gonna be here.
Okay,
for some
first
reason
off,
I'm thinking it was like Pussycat or Kitty Cat or some weird
it,
kitten
okay.
kind
no.
of name.
It's
yeah.
a cat name.
Yeah, of
and
course
it was.
Like,
Tabby?
No, it was like Kitty or Pussycat or Kitten.
I think that they
Octopussy.
Something.
Pussy.
I think.
Better name. Anyway. First off, the X-Men franchise isn't part of the Marvel franchise, so them including ridiculous parts of that is just Fox.
Which is why Captain America's
Second,
shield is made, isn't made of adamantium.
It's just
vibranium.
It's just vibranium. It used to be adamantium and vibranium.
Well, that's fine, but I don't see... But things such as... I mean, first off, we don't know how Coulson is coming back.
I don't like the fact that the X-Men isn't tied in. That means they can't use mutants.
Well, they,
explaining people with powers as, oh, they're just a mutant, would save so much time in the Avengers universe.
Yeah, yeah, but then
they,
that would I would hate that. Because they'd be lazy about
mutant.
It. Like, everyone's,
yeah,
a, yeah,
like
everyone's,
everyone's
a
mutant.
No,
they,
everyone's an agent now. Everyone is a secret
movies,
agent.
Yeah, but then they make movies like the Avengers
like,
and throw in...
You know Captain Marvel is just a bit, oh,
yeah.
It was a secret agent, Carol Danvers.
Oh,
no,
silly things. Like,
She-Hulk comes in. Oh, secret agent.
She-Hulk they can explain easily. They should bring She-Hulk in.
I like She-Hulk.
But
yeah,
seriously, it's
She-Hulk.
Just secret agent with superpowers
like,
at this point.
But she's sentient. But she's also smart. She's just like, I'm a lawyer. It's fine. I occasionally turn into a green.
I like her more because she's
she
like...
She should be in some sort of Hulk movie they make next.
Mm.
That would totally work.
Well, especially because it like limits the whole, I have to have this issue with my... love interest who is like a faceless, stupid looking woman.
Exactly, we'll get rid of all this angst and shit that's
going on. Oh, Luke Tyler.
Well, it's like Luke Tyler that she's like, oh, if I sit on your chest, fucker, the whole
That's what I love about the Hulk
movie. I just
movies.
Wanted to see him just like,
like, I remember the original Hulk movie in 2003, like, terrible Bruce Banner, but the side characters were so good, like Sam Elliott as Thunderbolt Ross, Jennifer Connelly as Betty. Perfect.
Connelly was in the labyrinth, bitch.
Woo!
Yeah.
She's also got the same.
She rejected David Bowie.
I wouldn't have rejected David Bowie.
I wouldn't.
Oh god, he's scary as fuck.
I don't know if
you know
were 13. And,
if I was 13,
and David Bowie is going,
like,
is like thrusting towards
blind.
You while saying, dance,
dance.
So I go to me with
the Goblin King.
Like, I actually,
nothing
dude, I didn't even notice it originally, but every time I look at that, David Bowie's crutch.
But it's not like he's like, ugh, it's just there. It's just so there all the time.
His giant ass dick just sitting there.
He has it, but he doesn't flaunt it.
Yeah, and he knows
it floats itself.
That's his size.
Plus, the goblins just have to be at that level so the camera can zoom in.
That's how he's dominant. That's why he's the king. Clearly.
But I don't know. I mean, honestly, Marvel hasn't announced anything crazy, honestly. Dark elves and Thor.
Oh, dark elves. Nothing.
Does robot with Coulson memories not sound crazy to you?
Robots don't sound crazy.
Robots don't! But robot with Coulson memories! Why does he not get this?
Wait. Where are they getting Coulson
robots
memories?
Robots getting given the memories of
where
a person doesn't sound crazy.
Memories? They haven't been tracking Coulson since he was
I think robots?
Extracted it
fine.
With a syringe.
Iron Man is essentially a robot.
Just stuck it
yeah, but
they had
just
robots
just
in Iron Man.
Story.
I think robots just like
yeah.
memories?
But
we have
people?
Memories now.
Yes.
That's
and
just
then
sort of
just
going to
be like,
yeah,
you can go
here now.
Where's the
boundary
between artificial life and life?
Exactly!
Well, yeah, that's plausible.
It's become way too existential.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking preachy.
Yeah, but you don't have to be existential. Just say, look, there's a robot with human memories.
Joss Whedon is existential.
Where did his human memories come from? You can't just extract, it's not just...
What,
like,
is it some sort of
have
shield
have
protocol that every month they have to go in and add new memories to this memory bank?
Yeah,
no.
You're not going to remember that time when you were like, I don't know, 15 and like living in your mom's
maybe
basement.
Maybe you had a diary!
No.
If they bring in Vision, does that mean that
they're
going
to bring
in
They're getting so defensive about robot memories.
It's
they also had to just sort of make. You can just make shit up. Like, he just shat himself in primary school.
I just... Look, everyone loved Coulson at
maybe,
S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maybe there was, like, one memory that made Coulson. Like, his mom walked in on him when he was wanking, and that was it.
Coulson Origins!
Yeah.
And he was, like, wanking up to Captain America.
Oh, my God, probably. And that was why he joined S.H.I.E.L.D.
There we go, origin reveal.
No, but see, that doesn't make sense, because...
And then that was the
down,
first time an odd subhuman... That was the first time a bodily fluid went on Coulson's cards.
Ew! You're disgusting! Too far! Too far!
Yeah, but it works.
Too far!
You can't get...
Yeah, big bitch!
You're a dead guy. They are. Oh, God. Oh, You can't threaten someone's collectiveness, man.
Anyway.
You're sick.
I don't see what,
can we end the podcast?
I don't see what's ridiculous about Marvel's movies. Like,
I find ridiculous the length of this podcast.
But, like,
no one is
going to. Nothing is ridiculous about Marvel.
You're not
going to
win the next 5 minutes.
Do you possibly
have to listen to
these
this?
Ideas?
Nope.
Are ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
That being said, that's going to end because this conversation is becoming circular.
But Joss Whedon's at the helm.
You know what we should do at the end of every podcast? To have, like, a code or something, and if they write the code down, to get, like, a lot of money or something.
How would that happen? How would that work? One, who has this money?
I don't know. There's a reason for them to actually put through.
Two,
all
we need to get them in the first place. Fuck.
Look, guys,
we've
just...
got Steve.
Okay, guys.
Who
quiet.
Is Steve?
Steve's a good.
Steve's out one.
Who the fuck is Steve?
Steve's
out
one fan.
He's Steve.
Steve's out with
Steve.
Steve's
a dick and cry.
Fuck you, Steve.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Fucking
being
mean to Steve.
Calm down, guys.
Like Steve Rogers and Captain America's just weeping somewhere. I lost Peggy Lee, and now I'm just alone listening to this podcast.
Fuck you, Steve.
Okay, guys. So, Steve.
Why are you calling her Peggy Lee?
What's her name?
Peggy Carter.
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 Peggy Lee is a singer.
She looks like Peggy Lee. They both got, like, hair and stuff.
Tom Petty. Alright, well, I'm...
Oh my God.
Guys...
The same conclusion.
I'm trying to say goodbye. Guys, I'm just going to say goodbye to Steve. Bye, Steve.
Fuck you, Steve.
See you, Peggy Lee.
Steve, Livia, Lakaya, Vincent, Amy, Lila, say goodbye to Steve.
Fuck you, Steve.
Bye, Steve.
Really, Steve.
We don't really want to fuck you, Steve. Yeah.
Livia wants to fuck you.